time for Indiana High School Basketball on 107.3 WRSW. For a preview of tonight's matchup, here's Hall of Famer Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our timing is absolutely perfect. The JV game went maximum time tonight, and Culver had very little problem with Valley. The Culver Academy won it 64-34. Way too much manpower, way too much height, and too much quickness for the Valley JV. So that got over in a hurry, and we're just about ready to start. We're ready to start, in fact, our pregame show here for the varsity as Culver Academy comes into town, and they'll be taking on the Tippecanoe Valley Vikings. It's going to be an interesting setup. Also, a very interesting mark of how good are you in several positions. We'll come back and talk about that in our pregame show after this on WRSW.
When it comes to your teeth and dental health, it's important to have the perfect game plan. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you and all of your dental needs. They provide everything from general and restorative dental services like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and home and in-office whitening kits. They provide Delta Dental and Anthem insurance plans, but if your provider isn't in their office, they'll work to create the perfect game plan to file out-of-network benefits. Call Mentone Dental today at 574-598-2.
Trust, a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. When your furnace breaks down, you need reliability, you need the truth, and you need the strength of someone to know that they can get the job done. At Core Residential Services, that's what they'll provide. They're ready to earn your trust as a top heating, air conditioning, and geothermal provider in northern Indiana. Core Residential Services is now servicing Kosciuszko and surrounding counties. To schedule a service and learn why Core, visit residentialbycore.com or call 574-526-0495.
Attention Death Valley football family. This is Mike Lukens, class of 1999, here to let you know the RSK Booster Club is off to a hot start. The past season, the RSK Boosters came together to connect alumni and support Death Valley football. From our first event, we raised over $5,000 for the program. That generosity will impact the team this season in the way of new headsets and other vital equipment. Now we are calling on you to join us. Interested in joining or donating? Find our group on Facebook at RSK Booster Fundraiser. Good, better, best. Never let it rest. Death Valley football.
Neptune is proud to offer many choices of steel siding and roofing, and now they offer board and batten panels. This siding works so well with the farmhouse look. There are three styles and 12 colors to choose from. 26-gauge material, and a great warranty assures you the quality you expect from Neptune. Estimates are available, and Neptune will work with you or your contractor. Board and batten, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone.
Degnan Motors in downtown Akron has an award-winning service department. If you're going to have to spend some money on your vehicle, check with Degnan Motors before you do anything. Degnan Motors is a Delco service center with years of experience in their shop. Great service with a reasonable shop rate are what they're known for. See Terry, Bob, and Jamie for free estimates. Stop in at Degnan Motors in downtown Akron and visit the website degnanmotors.net.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Hall of Famer Rita Price, now in her 50th season on 107.3 WRSW.
Welcome back to Tippecanoe Valley High School. Get an opportunity to have our Know Before You Go Live presented by our friends at Mentone Dental. This is a matchup, Rita, that you had kind of mentioned in our opener that you're going to learn how good you really are, I think, in a multitude of positions. And for Culver Academy, my biggest question mark is just the amount of games that they have played. 6-2, they've only played 8 games this season. The schedule is an interesting one. They have wins over Lake Central, Hammond Science and Tech, Andrean, Marquette Catholic, and Jimtown, which is probably their best win, a 9-point win against Jimtown last night, scoring 74 points in that contest. But the losses have come against Pawpaw, team out of Michigan on a neutral floor, and then Northridge, 59-30. Northridge, obviously 10-2, very talented team. And for Tippecanoe Valley, they are 8-4, coming off of an 8-day layoff. Well, there'll be a little rust for the Vikings compared to Culver after having a game last night. Not often in the middle of the season do you see yourself with 8 days off.
I know. It's been weird for everybody this year. Seems like it's all clumped together, and then there are many days off.
It was 7 days off before that between Plymouth and John Glenn, and then Tippecanoe Valley's last win against John Glenn coming on January 10th, today January 18th. And someone who really performed well in that game was Davis Cowan. We saw him make a season-best 4 3-pointers. The scoring all around was really consistent for Tippecanoe Valley, and the first quarter score was 23-4. Vikings had a great start, never really looked back in that matchup. Something that we hope continues to build here as we continue our No Before You Go presented by our friends at Mentone Dental. Speaking of Mentone Dental, quick reminder, they provide general and restorative dental services, including crowns, partials, and dentures, dental implants, Invisalign, and in-office whitening, as well as at-home whitening kits. They're a preferred provider for Delta Dental and certain Anthem Complete plans. Is your insurance not in their network? That's not a problem. As long as there's out-of-network benefits, they'll do their best to file for you. Call them today to see if your insurance qualifies. Hit 574-598-2997. And Rita, this is the point of No Before You Go, where I always talk about a few keys. I think for Tippecanoe Valley, one big key tonight is to kind of avoid that intimidation. And the reason I say that is because there is some serious height out on the floor for Culver Academy. You look down the stat sheet, 6'11", 6'3", I guess really it's just a 6'11 player in Matis Pitusik. And there are some fun names here that we will continue to try our best to put these together. We've got to give a shout-out to the late, great Tony Ross there, because I remember he was putting us through our paces last year in the sectional round. And that kind of goes back to my next point. For these two teams being in the same sectional for the last two seasons, they never actually ended up drawing each other or getting a chance to play each other. The last time these two teams met in the regular season or any game was December 6, 2016. So it's almost been 10 years since Valley has played Culver Academy.
And they did play them in the sectional.
Okay, so
they got beat in that game. That was the night that everybody was sick.
Okay, so that would... So I wonder why that wouldn't come up on the
I don't
John
know.
Harrell.
Because I had COVID,
okay.
But I didn't have a bad case of it. I was all worried about all the kids getting it, so I made sure on Tuesday I stayed away from there to make sure I didn't infect anyone. Come to find out, they were already sick.
Okay.
We had three main cogs that were pretty much down and out for the game. So lost that. But at that time, they had a really good guard. They had some big kids, but that wasn't the game. The game was from the guard spots.
So last regular season matchup then would have been December 6, 2016, and it was a 22-point win
that's
for
probably
Culver.
Right. Yep.
Last 8 years, though, Rita, this series, they've only met 8 times. 5-3, Culver Academy leads the way in that. So it hasn't been a traditional series that Tippecanoe Valley really likes and really enjoys. I shouldn't say they don't enjoy playing, but it's one that they haven't had a lot of fortune in. Although John Harrell does predict tonight a 1-point Tippecanoe Valley lead. And when I typically see the predictions be 1 point, it normally always favors the home team. So probably that home team bump is being considered there in the rating for John Harrell. That's a new edition or next edition of No Before You Go, presented by Mentone Dental. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come right back here and continue to preview this matchup tonight between 8-4 Tippecanoe Valley and 6-2 Culver Academy at Tippecanoe Valley High School.
Teamwork is what Insurance One Services is all about. Working together with you, the client, to ensure you have the best coverage for the best price for all of your insurance needs, from home and auto to business insurance, as well as life and Medicare supplements. Located in Akron, Indiana, and all Crossroads Bank locations, contact Craig Durkis or Todd Helvey at 574-893-4399. That's 893-4399. Or visit their website at insuranceoneservices.com and their Facebook page at Insurance One Services.
Attention Death Valley football family. This is Mike Lukens, class of 1999, here to let you know the RSK Booster Club is off to a hot start. The past season, the RSK Boosters came together to connect alumni and support Death Valley football. From our first event, we raised over $5,000 for the program. That generosity will impact the team this season in the way of new headsets and other vital equipment. Now we are calling on you to join us. Interested in joining or donating? Find our group on Facebook at RSK Booster Fundraiser. Good, better, best, never let it rest. Death Valley football.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA.
FINRA, SIPC.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
This is Blake from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. There are a lot of plumbing systems in your home. If even one small component stops working, your home could fall into disarray without the ability to shower, cook, or drink clean water. You need plumbers you can trust. Whether it's a minor repair or a major installation, Flotec Plumbing and Heating is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Don't let a small issue turn into a big problem. Go with the flow. Online at FlotecPandH.com. Flotec Plumbing and Heating.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Broadcasting live and local sports on WRSW for 50 years. Let's head back courtside with the legendary Rita Price on 107.3 WRSW.
God almighty.
We welcome you back to Tippecanoe Valley High School, and we're going through our pregame show here. We're just ahead of schedule, Rita. It's hard to believe.
On everything.
It's an early start time for us, a little earlier than we were used to at JV game. What was that final score? I know you had
it. The final score is just indicative, frankly, of the way it ran. 64-34, 30-point victory for Culver Academy. They jumped all over Valley right away. They were big. They were quick. I think the quickness was the main thing, and Valley just never really recovered.
Yeah, they kind of had it at ease. They were able to do just things that really helped them get in positions. The guard play was outstanding for Culver Academy, and it wasn't for lack of trying for Tippecanoe Valley. Just defensive, I don't think they necessarily had the horses to keep up with some of the talented guards.
And the official let a lot of things go because of what it was. There was no, you couldn't call everything. No. We'd been here till midnight. So they let some things go, which made it even quicker.
We'll see how this game goes. You remember last year for Culver Academy, we got to see them play on our sectional coverage here at Tippecanoe Valley High School, and I don't think it was the traditional Mark Galloway team. I know they had a few injuries, some guys that were no longer with the team coming into that matchup, and they ended up getting beat. I want to say that was a game against John Glenn in the first round, Rita, and it just like wasn't the traditional Culver Academy team that I think we were accustomed to last year. This year, I don't think is the case. I think they got things kind of reestablished, especially with that 6-2 record, and you look at some of the personnel that is out there on the court, they are really passing the eye test, I would say.
Before they had big guys, but they were big, heavy guys. You know, they could come in there like a hustle fire, but they weren't highly skilled. Like I said, the year that they beat Tippecanoe Valley in the sectional, they had a fantastic guard and two or three quick people with them. So they weren't probably the best team they've ever had, but they were very good. Probably the best teams that they had were when Galloway's son played.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know he went on to bigger and better things. And, of course, he is always the one that has upset me most about IU. He's open in the corner getting the ball.
It was quite the run that they had in 2017-18, 18-19. I mean, back-to-back state appearances.
Yeah.
They won the state championship in 2017-2018, fell to a really good Silver Creek team in 2018-19 that I think at the time featured Trey Kaufman-Wren, who's now playing at Purdue as well. So that was a pair of Division I basketball players going at it, Trey Galloway and Trey Kaufman-Wren. I could be off by a year or two, but the point remaining, two really talented teams, or at least a couple years of really talented teams, and Culver Academy has certainly had their fair share of success under Mark Galloway, 203-130. He is 338-180 overall. And you look at Joe Luce, Coach Luce, 380-164. So you've got two coaches facing off against each other over 300 wins, which is just really incredible in the way that they've been able to do stuff. and continue to coach. Hey, I do want to give a quick shout-out, Rita. I just saw Coach Crab walk by.
Yeah.
The boys wrestling competed in their – not boys, but yeah, it's just wrestling in general. No girls wrestling team yet at Tippecanoe Valley High School. Competed in the Indiana Northern State Conference. Diego Gonzalez and Colton Crab were outright winners in their weight class in the first ever conference meet.
That's great.
Congratulations to them. I also saw our boys swimming and girls swimming teams won the conference today. The first ever hosting of the Indiana Northern State Conference meet. It was right down the way here from us at the Noon Auditorium. So big things happening in the winter sports season. I know we got to get Coach Whetstone and his guys on our coaches show. We'll talk to them. Hopefully we'll do that maybe next week on board with the Vikings. Get a chance to talk about, of course, the championship, and then we prepare for postseason with swimming.
And several of the kids went all conference, and most of those kids really didn't swim much before the last couple of years when Scott came on. So he's attracting some really great prospects. He was a great swimmer himself, and I think that helps the cause a lot. But he is really doing a great job over there. And I'm so glad we have a facility now where they don't have to guess where they're going to go.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a harder, and there are coaches that have had to do this, programs that have had to do this, but when you think about it deep down, to have the success that they had last season as a team individually, and then you factor in they were driving to Warsaw, which big thank you to the Warsaw School Corporation for allowing them to use the pool facilities there. At like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock
yes.
on a school night to go practice because they had to wait until after the Tigers were able, or first thing in the morning, and then drive back. So he had to load up the bus, get everybody on there, and then, you know, try to, in the midst of the weird eating. We always talk about the weird eating hour. That's what I remember talking to the kids the most about. It's like, how do you prepare for a practice when you're getting out at 9, 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
And you're probably hungry from exerting all that energy, but they always say, you know, not good to eat at night. You want to make a balanced meal. Just the challenges that they went through, and for him to do what he was able to do, and with his kids to be able to do what they were able to do. I mean, that's really impressive stuff and a pretty underrated story, I think.
And Valley's had success at post that. Parker went on to get a full ride scholarship to Valparaiso, and they weren't the only ones that were looking at him, but academically that was his choice. So, you know, it's not as if there hasn't been success in the last couple of years. There has been. So I think once kids get adrift of that a little bit, it'll make them more anxious to be on the swim team.
And you got a nice little pool, too. That always helps. New facility down there.
Well, it's especially nice for the people that go to watch.
Yeah, there is actual seating now. They can host sectionals. I'm not sure, actually, on the official ruling of that, the size that you need to host a tournament of that size, but I know that they are able to do that. So
it's kind of it's taken care of with the glass, kind of like a hockey game. Mm-hmm. So you're behind the glass, but it's just cool. The whole building is just great.
Absolutely. We'll take a quick timeout here. Teams have returned back to their locker rooms for their final messaging and preparation. Culver Academy and Tippecanoe Valley Boys Basketball tonight here on 107.3 WRSW. We'll have starters introductions when we return.
You've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race. Well, the same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Hi, I'm Jenny Nelson, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing. And though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it is a way to make market volatility work for you. To learn more, call me at 574-267-6195. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Bad Rick, oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. Car stalls won't start. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. I reckon any state and need the best rates. Take the next step, call Riker Jeanette. Go with the guys who got the best tools. If you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you. Bad Rick, oh, what you gonna do? Call Riker Jeanette to come get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Riker Jeanette.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete work, and new core steel buildings. Basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties are one of the specialties of R.S. Miller Construction. If you're interested in a pre-engineered metal building, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new core building finished the way you want. For many years, people have come to expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
Timber Chris Senior Living Community. Manor Apartment living at its best. Convenience, security, and independence. Timbercrest Manor Apartment residents enjoy the perfect balance, the privacy and freedom of having their own home surrounded by a caring community, amenities, and support services as needed. With utilities, maintenance, standard TV, and high-speed internet included. Fitness and recreational programming, restaurant-style dining, social services consulting, and spiritual support. Plus staff availability 24/7. Call today to explore floor plans and options or visit timbercrest.org.
When it comes to your teeth and dental health, it's important to have the perfect game plan. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you and all of your dental needs. They provide everything from general and restorative dental services like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and home and in-office whitening kits. They provide Delta Dental and Anthem insurance plans, but if your provider isn't in their office, they'll work to create the perfect game plan to file out-of-network benefits. Call Mentone Dental today at 574-598-2.
Trust, a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. When your furnace breaks down, you need reliability, you need the truth, and you need the strength of someone to know that they can get the job done. At Core Residential Services, that's what they'll provide. They're ready to earn your trust as a top heating, air conditioning, and geothermal provider in northern Indiana. Core Residential Services is now servicing Kosciuszko and surrounding counties. To schedule a service and learn why Core, visit residentialbycore.com or call 574-526-0495.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
It's her 50th season broadcasting live and local high school sports. Here's more with Hall of Famer Rita Price on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
It's got to be Little's night because we've had a halftime game between the elementary kids and then now the middle schoolers getting honored at halftime, getting introduced, part of the Tippecanoe Valley boys basketball program. And there is a great crowd tonight, just like there was last night at Triton High School. So it's always nice to see back-to-back nights, Friday and a Saturday, at two different schools, the attendance alive and well.
When they get a chance to see the little kids play, that's when anybody comes out, everybody. Grandmas, grandpas, moms, dads, all there. And I was really pleased last night at Triton that they had such a good crowd for the JV or for the doubleheader. I've always been a proponent of that. Sometimes it doesn't work out. But when it does, I think that does a nice job of doubling up your crowd.
Absolutely, yeah. And everybody getting involved. We saw a great game last night between Triton and Culver girls basketball. And then Triton put on a clinic, quite frankly, in the boys' side of things and showed how you can win games effectively and quickly against a Culver team that is still trying to figure some things out. We don't have Culver High School tonight. We've got Culver Academy tonight taking on Tippecanoe Valley once again. 8-4 Tippecanoe Valley, 6-2 Culver Academy. Two teams that are well above the win margin compared to their losses. How will that look tonight? I think the Vikings match up pretty well with the size. Will they match up with the pace? That is going to be my question, Rita, with this matchup for the Eagles and for the Vikings.
I think Valley can keep up as far as the pace. My feeling is whoever has the least turnovers is going to win this game. And Valley's been able to play that quick up game. They can do it, but it does lend itself to some turnovers. So I think, both teams are going to have to watch that, but specifically I think Valley's going to have to do that in order to come out with a victory tonight.
I think that's a pretty good prediction there, Rita. We're a few moments away. We'll have our anthem and our starters in just a moment. I'm looking across the floor. I don't see any injuries, changes, different things that, we have to be aware of. I will say, I believe Noah Rutherford last week, who was the victim of a finger popping out of place,
yeah,
if you will. He's got a nice little kind of wrap cast on his right hand, so I'm not sure that he'll be available tonight, but good to see that he is here. And you remember that John Glenn game? He popped back in place.
Made me sick my stomach to watch it. Yeah.
He put it together.
interesting conversation. Joe Luce, Mr. Perdue, and, of course, Mr. Galloway, Mr. IU, both comparing notes out here a little bit. And you talk about a lot of experience in both places. They've had it. So I think the coaching strategies are going to be very interesting tonight, too.
Yeah, one had a son that's currently at IU. The other one has a son or had a son that, had been at Perdue and I think is still a coach or an assistant in some capacity there.
Yeah, Perdue, well, so. He went on to go, I think, an assistant coach at a school in Iowa. Ohio, I'm sorry. But I'm not specifically how that was. He was an assistant under Painter. Painter looked pretty good today. Painter enjoyed the day.
I would too if he's got the team rolling like that. I mean, they struggled a little bit at the jump in Big Ten play, but if there's a guy or a program in the state of Indiana at the collegiate level that can figure things out in a hurry or in the span of a few games and to make it look like there were no problems, it's probably Coach Painter. It's probably Perdue.
But I think you give all the credit to recruiting.
Yeah.
He recruits people that are not so prima donna that they can't play together. And that's so obvious with so many teams. So he does a great job of recruiting. And I love it because he gets the Indiana kids.
Recruits his system. Yep. He finds guys around the area that he thinks can contribute. Caleb First has had a much better season than he has had in years past. Obviously, Trey Kaufman Wren picking up that production left off by Zach Edey. We already know about Fletcher Lawyer and Braden Smith. There's four guys all from the state of Indiana that are contributing at the collegiate level. That's pretty impressive.
He's made a good deal out of it, that's for sure.
Final seconds of our pregame show. We are going to take our final break as it is national anthem time at Tippecanoe Valley High School. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and our game on 107.3 WRSW.
Attention Death Valley football family. This is Mike Lukens, class of 1999, here to let you know the RSK Booster Club is off to a hot start. The past season, the RSK Boosters came together to connect alumni and support Death Valley football. From our first event, we raised over $5,000 for the program. That generosity will impact the team this season in the way of new headsets and other vital equipment. Now we are calling on you to join us. Interested in joining or donating? Find our group on Facebook at RSK Booster Fundraiser. Good, better, best, never let it rest. Death Valley football.
Niftone is proud to offer many choices of steel siding and roofing, and now they offer board and batten panels. This siding works so well with the farmhouse look. There are three styles and 12 colors to choose from. 26-gauge material, and a great warranty assures you the quality you expect from Niftone. Estimates are available, and Niftone will work with you or your contractor. Board and batten, now available at Niftone of Mentone.
Niftone of Mentone.
Gagnon Motors in downtown Akron has an award-winning service department. If you're going to have to spend some money on your vehicle, check with Gagnon Motors before you do anything. Gagnon Motors is a Delco service center with years of experience in their shop. Great service with a reasonable shop rate are what they're known for. See Terry, Bob, and Jamie for free estimates. Stop in at Gagnon Motors in downtown Akron and visit the website gagnonmotors.net.
If you're dreaming about owning your first home but aren't sure where to begin, start with Crossroads Bank. The good people at Crossroads Bank will help you set goals, learn about financing options, and figure out how much house you can afford. Get in touch with the lender today at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Now back to the court for tonight's game with Rita Price, now in her 50th season, on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Back to Rita Price Simpson Court from Tippecanoe Valley in Culver Academy. We'll have our starting lineups. For that, we turn it down to public address announcer Wayne Landis.
Starting at guard, a 6-foot senior, number 2, Wade Sutterwire. Starting at the other guard position, a 6'3" junior, number 13, Andrew Oliver Odermeyer. Starting at forward, a 6'2" senior, number 5, Luca Pitch. Starting at forward, a 6'5" senior, number 10, Jack Christensen. And in the third forward position, a 6'11" senior, number 23, Manas Petugis.
Thank you.
roster, number 13, DeAndre Hamilton. From Acton Green, a 6'3" and senior forward, number 5, Blaze Gates. Coming out of the middle, the 6'6" and shooter from Fort Wayne, number 23, Steven Acosta. Rounding out the Valley lineup from Akron, a 6'4" and senior guard, number 2, Ian Constance.
So there's our starting lineups for both sides. Wade Settlemyer, Luca Pitch, Jack Christensen, Andrew Oliver Overmeyer, and Montez Petusic for Culver Academy. It's the same starting five we have seen all year long for Tippecanoe Valley. Davis Cowan, DeAndre Hamilton, Blaine Sheets, and your two seniors, Ian Cooksey, Steven Akase, alongside, well, a couple seniors out there, I should say. They always kind of do it out of order.
Right? Yeah, they kind of do.
Every time they put
those lights down, everybody kind of chuckles about that. But when they turn them back on again, does it make you feel like you just had a 12-hour sleep and somebody turned the bedroom light on?
A little bit, yeah.
It's like, whoa, hello.
Hopefully not the case for both these two teams.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. They're going to have to jump it up again. Have a little misfire there, so they'll be doing it one more time. So Steven's going to have to go a little higher than he normally does on this because he's up against a kid who's 6'11".
We did not get to see Petusis last night. I believe it's Petusis. We thought Petusis.
Yeah.
Wayne, I should say, corrected us there. We did not get to see him last year in sectional play, so this is new.
Yep, I think he was in the up-and-coming bracket, but not really playing full-time. Ball in the backcourt now as we set up the play action. They come back out to Luca Pitch?
Pitch, I believe.
Pitch, okay.
Spelled P-A-I-C, so a little...
A little different.
A little different, yeah.
But, you know, if you take a look at their original places, we tell everybody where our kids are from. I wish they'd do the same thing for us. The ball comes over to the left wing now for Culver Academy. They'll bring it down the inside and bring it back out again. Kind of loading it up at the exterior. It'll be Settlemyer. Settlemyer's the point guard. He'll be going against Davis Cowan. We go over to the right wing now. He'll bring it back out straight away. Inside pretty much blocked off. That's Blaine Sheets' job. They'll go inside now. The shot's going to be up and no good. A good opportunity that time, but could go for Overmeyer, and that'll bring it back again. Now they go in the lane with one more play just like it. Couldn't do it. And the offense knocked Hamilton down, and that's a personal foul.
I was just going to make a comment before that happened here. I think rebounding, we talked about turnovers, but rebounding going to be very important, especially yes. those available rebounds tonight for Tippecanoe Valley. Pretty good defensive stand on that first try. And then Culver Academy was able to get the offensive rebound, give themselves an extra opportunity. DeAndre Hamilton, though, didn't let it happen the second time.
He has come into his own in the last few games. Just fun to watch now. He has more confidence. It's going to be Cooksey with the ball. Cooksey will hold it up on the right side now. Look inside, outside again. It'll be Collin and Cooksey, and on the rim this time, it will be Hamilton. They'll bring it back out once again to Sheets. He'll power his way in. Going to Cooksey. Cooksey's going to be man-to-man defense, and he lost the ball. Couldn't dribble around the guy, and he's going to have an opportunity now to give them a good shot opportunity, but he couldn't hit it. And the guy who missed that one was Saddlemeyer. So Valley has it back. Twisting, turning, putting the ball up at the end will be Akase, but he was fouled evidently before the shot.
So it stays on the floor. Turnover for turnover.
Was that a 360 that he did?
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
I was surprised he was able to keep the dribble and not travel.
But he did. So, anyway, Tippecanoe Valley will have it under their own basket. It'll be Davis Cowan. Cowan with the ball, looks long, looks rather bounce pass to the right side. It'll go to Akase. Steven with the ball. Takes it one-on-one on the inside. No room there. He'll bring it back out. Now he'll take a rainbow. The shot's up no good. And it's going to be picked up by Hamilton. Good job of placing himself in the corner. It's going to be knocked out of bounds now. And it will go off of Hamilton and back once again to Culver Academy.
Boy, they defend extremely tight and very quick.
Yeah.
Culver Academy.
Just like that JV was. They don't miss much, let me tell you. You better be ready for every movement they make. It's still 0-0. We're all tied up. We'll bring it up over the line. It'll be Settlemyer. Settlemyer with the basketball works over the right. Now looks to the inside. The big guy can't get free, so they'll bring it back out on the offing on the outer perimeter. We'll go over to the right wing now. Picked up by Barger. Barger with the basketball works straight away to the right side. And inside, the big 6'11 kid will take on Steven. He'll fire it up off the square, and he didn't get it. Good job, actually. Akase that time did a great job of keeping him out of there. So it will be Tippecanoe Valley ball. Over to the left wing, it'll go to Davis Cowan. Cowan with the ball. Back out straight away to Sheets. Sheets with the basketball, looks straight away to Hamilton. Hamilton works over to the right side. Hamilton now brings it in, brings it back out. We'll bring it back to Cooksey. Cooksey's being covered very, very well tonight. You would know that that's going to happen. Davis Cowan with the ball over to the left side. We'll bring it down once again to Sheets. Across court. Finds the open guy, and that's Cooksey for three.
It's a great pass by Blaine Sheets.
And a great shot by Cooksey.
It's nice to see that first one go down for Ian.
It wasn't timid. It was a bullet. Went right through. 3-0. Tippecanoe Valley leads it. So let's bring it up over the line to Settlemyer. Settlemyer with the basketball over to the left wing now as we set it up. Christensen. Christensen with the ball. Strike once again to Settlemyer. Settlemyer reverses the field. And they'll try to get a little bit closer. On the high post, there's 6'11 kids out there. And I think we're going to have a personal foul on Stephen Acasse. He's just got wound up in that play.
I think Joe a little frustrated with him, saying don't make that switch right there. That's going to be really tough for him to defend against that quicker guard. And higher chance that you get that first foul call in there.
So bringing the ball in will be Settlemyer. Settlemyer with the basketball, looks straight ahead for the bounce pass. He'll come in this time to Christensen. Christensen with the basketball, looks across court, top of the key. Making him real deliberate cause right now to look for the open guy. We'll hold it up in the backcourt and the outside. Over to the right wing. Shot's going to be up for a three attempt. In and out. Wouldn't go for Barter, and that turns it over to Valley. So Valley will bring it up over the line now and set it up. It will be Cooksey. Cooksey over to the right side and go to Sheets. Sheets with the basketball, holds it up on the perimeter, brings it back out straight away to the right side again. Trying to set it up with somebody open. Nothing going there, so they'll bring it back out once again to Hamilton. Hamilton with the ball. Cooksey way out. Oh, in and out. A little bit too hard on the shot. A bobble around and pop back out again. And that turns it back on the rebound to Culver Academy.
This might be first to 40 tonight, Rita, if these first few minutes are any indication with just a 3-0 lead.
Well, he got a really good shot up there, but I think there was so much force on it, the rim bottled it right back out. Hey, there we'll do it at the other end. How about that one with Miles Barter? He put it away, and it's now 3-3. We're all tied up. Basketball on the wing on the left wing, and it'll come back out straight away to Sheets. So Sheets will hold it up, brings it across over to the right side to Acasse. Acasse with the basketball is going to be fouled.
We got ripped there. That's an easy foul call for the baseline official.
Yep.
Third foul for Culver, two away for the bonus in the first quarter.
Okay, looking right now at a good look on the exterior, I think, and a pretty good matchup for most of the kids from Valley. But they're getting the opportunity to make themselves present and also wait till the time comes for them, even though Cooksey's last shot was very healthy. Ball goes over to the right side. Hamilton will have it. Hamilton brings the ball up straight away. 15-foot stripe. Back out once again to the outside to Cooksey. Cooksey with the ball. Looks straight away. Goes into Acasse. He lost the ball for a moment and got it back. Basically, comes to Hamilton. Hamilton, he did get it to Acasse, and they'll bring it back out straight away. Can he make it inside? He spun around, but the big guy rejected the ball, and it's taken away by Culver. That was a great clean block.
It was, and Steven had the mismatch. He knew he had the opportunity to get downhill, but Petusius did a great job on help side.
Ball over the outside, now to the left wing. It'll be picked up at the left wing. Oliver Overmeyer will have it. We'll bring it back out straight away. Top of the key, down low, over to the left side. It'll be picked up by Overmeyer. Overmeyer with the ball, top of the key, goes back to the 15-foot stripe. Almost taken away there, but retrieved. And, you know, they're doing a great job of bringing the big kid up on the perimeter so they get those passes going crisply on the outside. And he moves pretty well. He is 6'11", but he's a good-sized boy all the way around. We'll bring it over to the right side. He'll have it down low, and that's going to be a charging foul, and that's a good call.
Yeah, that was just... we've had a couple of, textbook calls, would you say? These are the videos they show you when you're going through officiating school just to see which is the right one to call and which is an obvious offensive foul.
We don't have time out. We'll do it with a 3-3 deadlock. We'll be back here at Valley on WRSW.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder & Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder & Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder & Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. See.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
The 50th season, broadcasting Indiana high school basketball, is back with legendary Rita Price on 107.3 WRSW.
So, New Valley called the timeout, trying to regroup the troops a little bit. It'll be Sheets with the ball knocked out of his hand. We talked about the turnovers. That was a costly one. This could be two on the board. It wasn't. Good intimidation that time by Cooksey. Stopped the flow of that one, and that was almost a sure two. We'll bring it back out top of the key. Holding it up to the outside now, going to the left wing. The look inside, boy, there's a lot of pushing going on in that interior.
Big boy basketball, Reed.
Big boy.
There's levels to these games, right? We see really talented teams and teams that can make a run in the postseason. If you want to be a team that can make a run in the postseason, you got to win games like this one.
Shot's going to be up for a three. That's going to be short. It was taken on the outside. Picked up, though, on the rebound, and it will be Stephen Akase with that. Missed shot by Cooksey. Akase with the basketball, double team, brings it back with a great dribble, brings it back once again to Sheets. Sheets with the ball, holds it up. Boy, Akase's getting his money's worth, let me tell you. We're going inside. Hamilton back up once again. Top of the key to Sheets. Over to the outside, top of the key it goes. It will go up and good for Cooksey. Good move for Ian.
Got all five of Valley's five.
Well, he's finding good spots. He's not taking bad shots, but I don't know that there is a bad shot for him. Maybe a little bit off in timing, but not bad. Ball in the backcourt now as we set up the play action. And it will be a decisive point. Do you go to the inside or you try one of those threes, which hasn't been successful until they got that first one to go, and that's where their point sticks. A pass that was interrupted this time by Cooksey. Good job. He stepped in the passing lanes. Oh, there's a couple of good catches. They're going to let a lot of stuff go in this one. A lot of stuff's going to go in this one. We'll bring it back out once again to Cooksey. Cooksey with the ball.
CMA fans, I think, were a little upset with maybe a travel or double dribble there. Reed, I was putting the stat sheet down, and I look up, and Cooksey kind of drifted across the line.
Yeah, he kind of thought that maybe they missed one. We don't normally criticize officials, but we might once in a while say, I think they missed one. The ball goes down low. Into the inside now. Davis tries to get out of there. Cowan finally takes the shot and got it. Under heavy traffic, Davis, Cowan for two. And it's now 7-3 Valley after one period of play. We'll be right back with the second period after this break on WRSW.
This is Blake from Flotec Plumbing and Heating, and I want to talk to you about the quality of the air you breathe. It's shocking. The air inside your home can be up to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. Signs include sneezing, dry and itchy skin, and other allergy symptoms. Schedule a Flotec air quality evaluation for your home, and we'll make the recommendations that will improve your indoor air. Experience the value of clean air with Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow. Online at flotecph.com. Flotec Plumbing and Heating.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
It's Rita Price, still broadcasting where she started it all. 107.3 WRSW.
7-3 as we come out of the first quarter and the second quarter. Tippecanoe Valley with the basketball.
So here we go. Davis Cowan had a really good step, first step on that last play to get the two for himself. And good to see that happen. Oh, they tried to pass, which is too high for Akase to get. He would have had to be in about 7-2 to be able to pick that one up. And maybe that might have been a stretch.
Yeah.
So it's an unforced error, really.
That's what it was, exactly, Rita.
So Tippecanoe Valley will have to cut that back, that's for sure. Now you're going to give them a chance. Culver Academy has the ball, and they'll bring it up over the line. It'll be Settlemeyer with it. We'll come back out over to the right side now. Picked up on the deep right wing. Looking for the action now over to the right wing. No story there because Blaine Sheets cuts it off. They go down low. Bring it back out again. High on the outside. So far, they've not really used that big guy much for offense, but he's been a potent defensive player. Basketball in the outer perimeter. They go over to the left wing. It's going to be up. It's going to be a long two, and it won't go. It missed almost everything. That's a little surprising. It was gone by Christensen. So it would be back once again to Valley. The Vikings have it. They go to Hamilton. Hamilton with the basketball works over to the right wing now. Deep in the right corner. Back up straight away. High on the outside. It's Davis Cowan. That one didn't go, but that was a good one to take. And the basketball goes long. It'll be picked up by Saddlemeyer.
I'm surprised at CMA's kind of slowness on offense. I feel like there's some opportunities where maybe they could push the pace similar to what we saw in that junior varsity game, and they really haven't taken those opportunities.
No, they haven't. A nice pass inside, but it was deflected away from Blaine Sheets. Did that job. It was a good pass, but the shot did not go for Culver Academy, and that turns it back once again to the Vikings. They get it off to Cooksey. Cooksey with the basketball, holds it up, brings it back out once again to Hamilton. Hamilton with the ball, works over to the right side, deep in the right corner. Now he'll take the move. Triple team there, threw one up, and it just about hit the corner of the backboard, and that's all. So that's all she wrote for Culver Academy to pick that up and bring it down quickly. We'll set it up in the left wing. It'll be Saddlemeyer with it. Saddlemeyer with the basketball. The bounce pass comes to the outside. We'll go to Barger. And he'll talk about the top of the key. I thought he was going to take it, but he changed his mind. Long pass goes over the right side. They're going to take a baseline try this time. A baseline pass. They'll go back out once again. They'll have the ball in the frame. Back out once again to the outer perimeter. Good! Beautiful shot by the kid who is 6'11". Petrusis put that one away.
He's been looking for that in the last couple of possessions and finally able to get just enough separation to get it to go through.
Now you know why he's so big in the outside. Ball goes over to the right side. It'll be picked up right now. 7-6 the count. Tippecanoe New Valley with a one-point lead in the ball. Go to the right side, it'll be Sheets. Sheets with the basketball, brings it over the right wing. Davis Cowan brings it on the baseline, shifts it over the inside. Now to Akase. Akase's shot is off. Shot's going to be knocked around. It's going to be picked up by Hamilton. A fight for the ball, and we're going to have a personal foul called on the play.
I know he doesn't have any points. And I know Ian Cooks has got two really nice makes, but DeAndre Hamilton, that's your MVP so far for Tippecanoe Valley. He's been fighting for rebounds, especially on the offensive end, and he's been defending so well.
He's athletically, so athletically inclined. He presents a problem that looking at him, you don't think he's going to have.
No, yeah, he's he can get up there, and I think he's a little bit longer than maybe defenders give him credit for.
And some wings that go out. The ball in the outer perimeter now. We go over to the right side on the fly on the run. This Cooksey. That shot will go short. Davis Cowan saved that one. What a great job by Davis Cowan. We'll go over to the left wing now on the baseline. They'll hold it up. Cooksey having trouble holding on to the ball, and we'll finally get a personal foul call. And they've let worse than that go on, but that was too obvious.
That's the second on Saddlemeyer. Just really hard for him to get leverage on Cooksey, who's got a few inches on him.
Diffenbach comes in. I have another substitution at the next break. Stephen Acasas, no time. It's up and good. You talk about the shooter's touch there. That was long out for three. Hit the front of the rim and didn't want to go in, but finally did. It's 10-6 now. Tippecanoe Valley with the lead. Culver with the ball. They'll bring it up over the line to Saddlemeyer.
Each team with a pair of triples. That's been the theme so far in this one.
Yep. Long ones, too. What do we have there? Personal foul away from the ball.
In the interior and see who that one's going to be called on. No, that's on Steven. That's number two.
That's not good.
He's had to play through more than just two fouls. The second quarter, 4:34 mark. I would imagine he stays around in this game, and that's going to be the case.
But they've been all over him physically from every point. Ball over to the left wing, and you'd expect that. We'll bring it back once again. High on the outside. You got a new player in there. We'll identify in a moment. Picking up the slack that time in the backcourt is going to be DeSater. Ball comes inside, now out. Shot's a big long three, it's no good. Had a little opportunity to throw one up there. Barter did it, no good. Rebound, though, was saved by Culver Academy. So they'll reload the offense again. Oh, the big fellow wanted to do another one, but didn't. Came up to a brick wall with Akase, and that will bring it over the right side. And this time we've got Cooksey, a little bit out of position there. Committed the blocking foul.
That's a good call. That's a correct call in that situation. Cooksey got a little bit behind out of position. Coach Galloway wants a timeout.
Culver Academy. It'll be a full. We'll take it with them. 10-6, 4:03 left to go in the second quarter. Valley on top of Culver Academy.
You've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race. Well, the same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Hi, I'm Jenny Nelson, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing. And though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it is a way to make market volatility work for you. To learn more, call me at 574-267-6195. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Bad wreck, oh what you gonna do, oh what you gonna do, call them boys in blue, car stalls won't start, oh what you gonna do, oh what you gonna do, call them boys in blue, wreck in any state and need the best rates, take the next step, call Wrecker Jeanette, go with the guys who got the best tools, if you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you, bad wreck, oh what you gonna do, call Wrecker Jeanette, they'll come and get you,
remember when you get in a wreck,
call Wrecker Jeanette.
Broadcasting live and local sports on WRSW for 50 years. Let's head back courtside with the legendary Rita Price on 107.3 WRSW.
Back to the action. Culver Academy called the timeout and they have the ball. Oh, it's going to be Cooksey. He just stepped right in the passing lane there. He's playing some pretty good defense tonight as well as offense. Cooksey with the ball on the wing, a long cross court, beautiful to Omondi. Omondi gets it back out once again to the outside. Akase with the ball. Steven brings it in the lane, tries to go against the big guy, and he's knocked around one too many times, and he'll be going to the line for a pair.
Got tied up. Good work there for Steven.
Okay. Now, I said that so far the coach wasn't animated. He's getting animated now.
Which coach are you talking about?
I'm talking about Culver Academy.
Okay, Coach Galloway.
Yeah, right. He can really give everybody their money's worth when it comes to that. Yes. And he's been pretty quiet, but now he's making his voice heard.
It's 3-2 in this quarter as far as the fouls are concerned, but I will say that first quarter was a little bit more lopsided than this one. I think he's starting to...
Ooh, he was just warned.
Yep.
Shots up. No good. Rebound down low. It'll be picked up right away, and we're going to bring the ball up over the 10-second line with Oliver Overmeyer. That's the last two names of his last name. Basketball goes over to the right side, picking it up in the outer perimeter. High in the outer perimeter comes. Loaded around. He's done a lot of substituting. This time Deffenbaugh's in there. He just came in right before the break. And we'll bring it back on top of the key. High in the outside now. Loading it up back in the left wing. Pretty quick little guard. We'll see what Christian can do. He brings it over the outer perimeter. We'll load it up on the offense. Way out now. They're out further than they've been. Galloway's calling for the play to start. He seemed to be just a little bit miscombobulated right now. So what the guards are going to do at this time.
I don't think everybody's aware of what exactly the call is.
So the basketball comes off the outside. It'll be picked up on the outer perimeter. It'll be DeSater with it and back straight away to the left wing. Amandi gets in the defensive mode, and that's a handful when he does. We'll come back out to the outside again. Taking their time with 2:39 left to go in the half, it's 10-6. Both teams can put up high-powered offense, but not now. We're going to have a personal foul on Valley.
CMA this season, or rather Valley this season, averaging 53.5 points per game. CMA averaging 55.5 points per game. So well below their averages.
Yes. People say, did they stall? No. Were they deliberate? Yes. When you take a look at how many of those were threes instead of twos, it's been really something to see. We'll bring it to the backcourt now and set up the play action on the outside. Deffenbaugh with the ball. Goes down low. Shot's no good. Hits the other side of the rim and shoots. Ends up with the basketball. So it'll be Cooksey bringing it down over the line. Cooksey shoved 2 or 3 times. No call there. Got the shot off anyway. And the ball's going to go to the right side. Now we're going to have a pushing foul. Well, that could have been called before.
That's number 2 on Cooksey. Boy, great opportunity on this end, though, for Culver. It feels like they just forced that shot a little bit.
They seem, once they make up their mind to shoot, they seem to be in a hurry. Up to that point, they're not. We'll bring the ball up over the line, setting up Sater. He'll bring it back over the right side. Culver Academy with the basketball looking for more. They're now down. Valley leads it 10-6. We've had a lot of time go by without either team scoring. To say it's been a defensive battle is the truth. But go over to the right side. It'll be picked up now by Barker. Barker with the basketball across court. Over to the left wing. The shot for three is no good. And the rebound goes to Cooksey. So Ian picks it off, goes to the outside. We'll go over to the right side again. Cowan with it. Cowan with the basketball, brings it in, fires it up. Oh, everybody stumbles over him that time.
Foul on the shot there for Davis Cowan. He's a great free throw shooter, above 90%. This is where Valley can really extend this lead.
Not afraid. You went in among the big, tall trees.
His first team score.
So Davis's first shot will be good. But that means so much when you got a guy step up there that just rarely misses.
Yeah, I know him and Ian Cooksey are at or above 85% last we saw.
Perfect on that one, too. So we're 12-6. Valley's doubled the score in a very low-scoring affair in this first half. 1:30 left to go in the first half of play. Culver has the ball. They'll bring it back to DeSater. DeSater with the basketball brings it back straight away. So, back again, they bring the big guy outside on the high post, and then they start moving him around. Boy, Blaine Sheets has got his number right now, but it won't be long until he won't, because that's just a lot of pushing and shoving going on. Beautiful shot that time. It is a three by DeSatter.
That is a confident shot for a freshman to hit.
Boy, he didn't even think about it, did he? He had the opening. Now, that's a weapon that Valley's going to have to be aware of. The ball in the backcourt. Going back to Cooksey. Cooksey holds it up. Back once again to Davis Cowan. Cowan with the ball. Holds it up in the perimeter. Brings it around top of the key. Brings it around straight away. Comes to the outside.
Fowler's going to try to bleed this clock out. 40 seconds left to go in the half.
Hamilton brings it down low. Looks for help. Goes back once again to the outside. 34 seconds left to go in the first half of play. It will be in Cooksey. Makes the drive. Brings it back. Back once again to Sheets. Does the same thing. Goes back to the outside to Cooksey. Cooksey with the basketball brings it around the outer perimeter. Now we're down to 19 seconds left to go in the half. We'll bring it over the right side. It's picked up by Davis Cowan. Cowan with the ball. Brings it over the right side again. Looking for a little relief. Goes to Cooksey. Cooksey back to Cowan. Now something's going to have to start happening. We're down to 5 seconds. Cowan bubbled the ball, and it went out of bounds. So they made everything work right up to the last 3.8 seconds, and then they lost the ball.
See, I don't... I'm not a big defender of holding it with a minute or more left into the quarter. I understand what you're trying to do possession to possession, but then you almost kind of put the pressure on yourself to play keep away and make sure that you do get the last shot in that situation.
And when it starts under the 10-second mark, then whoever's handling the ball makes a lot of decisions maybe they wouldn't make. But it's a calculated risk many coaches have done. 3.8 seconds left to go in the first half, 12-9, and Culver Academy takes a timeout. That's unusual.
Why not? You got a pretty good starting position. I mean, they're about three quarters of the court. This is where they'll have to work. They're on the Valley side of the court. 3.8 left to go. Plenty of time to get a nice clean pass, maybe one more pass and then into a shot. And who knows? If that's a three-pointer, that's a six-point swing potentially you're able to get and tie this game up heading into halftime. I like that decision. You've got the timeout. Use it, especially after forcing that turnover.
So, here we go. They'll be at the hash marks at Valley's end of the court. Quick pass. The freshman just had a three, has it? A three all the way. It's no good by Pretorius, and that ends the first half. So Valley ends up leading at 12-9 after one half of play. We'll come back and tell you how it all happened. It won't be hard to give the scoring, that's for sure. And it's being brought to you by none other than Alder for Bergen. Alder for Bergen. The guys who started up the Riley Kids Fund, and we're thankful for that. We'll be right back after this on WRSW.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete work, and new core steel buildings. Basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties are one of the specialties of R.S. Miller Construction. If you're interested in a pre-engineered metal building, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new core building finished the way you want. For many years, people have come to expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
Timbercrest Senior Living Community. Manor Apartment Living at its best. Convenience, security, and independence. Timbercrest Manor Apartment residents enjoy the perfect balance, the privacy and freedom of having their own home surrounded by a caring community, amenities, and support services as needed. With utilities, maintenance, standard TV, and high-speed internet included. Fitness and recreational programming, restaurant-style dining, social services consulting, and spiritual support. Plus staff availability 24/7. Call today to explore floor plans and options or visit timbercrest.org.
When it comes to your teeth and dental health, it's important to have the perfect game plan. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you and all of your dental needs. They provide everything from general and restorative dental services like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and home and in-office whitening kits. They provide Delta Dental and Anthem insurance plans, but if your provider isn't in their office, they'll work to create the perfect game plan to file out-of-network benefits. Call Mentone Dental today at 574-598-2
Trust, a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. When your furnace breaks down, you need reliability, you need the truth, and you need the strength of someone to know that they can get the job done. At Core Residential Services, that's what they'll provide. They're ready to earn your trust as a top heating, air conditioning, and geothermal provider in northern Indiana. Core Residential Services is now servicing Kosciuszko and surrounding counties. To schedule a service and learn why Core, visit residentialbycore.com or call 574-526-0495.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
Craig Welding of Mentone started in a very small space on the George Craig Farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house, or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Now back to the court for tonight's game with Rita Price, now in her 50th season on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Alderfer Bergen halftime show presented by our friends, of course, at Alderfer Bergen. 12-9, Valley leads on top of Culver Academy in a matchup of two teams that are four games over 500. Two really excellent and physical quarters of basketball. Obviously, defense was at the forefront of that with a combined score of just 21 points. Phelan Height, Rita Price with you. Here are our first half statistics presented by Alderfer Bergen. 8 points for Ian Cooksey, 4 points for Davis Gallen. That's it for Tippecanoe Valley. The two starting guards have all of the scoring. For Culver Academy, all 9 points via the three ball. Three from Miles Barger, three from Montes Petusic, and Christian Sadier with 3 points. Freshman who had a real confident shot to cut it to one possession in the final minutes of the second quarter. Team statistics. Turnovers, not too much of a problem. Tippecanoe Valley with 6 of them. Culver Academy with just 2 of them. But the rebounding battle, Rita, which is something we maybe alluded to closer to the second half of the first quarter, could be a big factor. 14-7 in favor of Tippecanoe Valley. Vikings have also attempted more shots than Culver Academy as well. 2 deflections to 1 deflection. That just tells you, I think, how crisp the passing has been and how balanced everything has been offensively. I think it's just an indicator of these two really strong defenses making things happen.
I like that turnover ratio. It's 6 turnovers, but you understand why. But absolutely, Culver Academy had an excellent four game with only 2. That's pretty good.
It's really good. This is a real clean game of basketball. There's not too many mistakes being made. And who knows, it may come down to that first team making a real crucial mistake to allow the other one to win. At 12-9, a lot of separation, or I should say not a lot of separation, and that can sometimes amp up the pressure. Update from the NFL, 23-14. Chiefs are moving on. They defeat the Texans tonight in a matchup there. Let's see if we can get some scores from around the area concerning Indiana high school basketball. I will say we are
way early. Not way early, it's 8:05, but we're ahead of the pack as far as scoring is concerned from a lot of teams around here. I do have a few scores, though, from today. Tippecanoe Valley did fall to Northrop in girls basketball. Winnemac a winner, 60-27 over Oregon Davis. In boys basketball, South Bend, Washington beats North Central Indianapolis, 72-61.
Wow, that's a big score right there.
And that's in girls basketball. That's a really big score for South Bend, Washington. A lot of people have them as the presumed matchup for Warsaw in 4A in the north. We hope we get to see that matchup for sure in the postseason. That would mean both teams have gotten at least to the regional round. Marion leading Homestead 16-15 at the end of the first quarter. Northwood leading Northridge 17-10 in girls basketball. Northwood boys basketball able to beat Northridge last night. It was a really, really good basketball game there. Winnemac 62, Oregon Davis 56. Coach Stasiak picks up a win on the girls' basketball side. Kokomo 18, Mequonakwa 18, end of the first quarter in boys' basketball action. And I think we're starting to get to kind of the bottom of our scoring. Bluffton beating Southern Wells 84-31. Here's the final in girls' basketball. LaVille 49, Elkhart Christian Academy 60. Eastside 45, Fairfield 31. Eastside Lady Blazers repeat as NECC tournament champions. It's girls basketball. Tippecanoe Valley swim and dive, boys and girls, won their Indiana Northern State Conference championship today, as well as in wrestling in their individual weight classes. Diego Gonzalez and Colton Crabb winning their Indiana Northern State Conference titles. That's all the scores we've got. That's a wrap on our Alder for Bergen halftime show. Only two free throws to speak of, though, so currently $4 being contributed into the KC Riley Kids Fund, courtesy of our friends at Alder for Bergen. We'll get that final total number of the donation for tonight after our game. Hopefully we're talking about a Tippecanoe Valley victory, but right now the Vikings on top of CMA 12-9. Back in a moment here on 107.3 WRSW.
New Horizon Lock prevents leaks with a hidden fastener design. This new steel siding prevents the appearance of standing seam for less. The panels snap together quickly, so installation is less expensive. Extra protection from leaks, no hand seaming, and lower insurance rates make Horizon Lock the beautiful, perfect panel for both residential and light commercial roofs. Check out Horizon Lock at Niftone of Mentone. Niftone is always looking for new quality steel siding and roofing products. If it's quality, it's Niftone of Mentone.
Niftone of Mentone.
Gagnon Motors in downtown Akron has an award-winning service department. If you're going to have to spend some money on your vehicle, check with Gagnon Motors before you do anything. Gagnon Motors is a Delco service center with years of experience in their shop. Great service with a reasonable shop rate are what they're known for. See Terry, Bob, and Jamie for free estimates. Stop in at Gagnon Motors in downtown Akron and visit the website gagnonmotors.net.
At Crossroads Bank, choosing means keeping more money in our community. Neighbors serving neighbors, and the good folks at Crossroads Bank love being your bank. Whether you're opening your first checking account or starting your first mortgage, they're with you every step of the way. Visit Crossroads Bank today in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years years ahead.
This is David Garris from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Even though we've grown to over 90 people with 5 locations over the last 30 years, we're still a family-owned business with a pledge from our family to serve your family with honesty and expertise. As a Bryant Factory Authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Fix your furnace, upgrade your AC, or take care of that pesky plumbing issue. We're here for you at Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow with Flotec. Online at flotecpnh.com.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Let's head back to the hardwood, where Rita Price is standing by live, and where she's been broadcasting for the last 50 years on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
The Cusas tried to score right away, early back, off of the little kids playing basketball. So they just started the game. Shots up, no good. A long, long, long boot to the ball. The ball was taken in the left corner. And Davis got one, took the shot, he missed it. Now Culver Academy has the ball. No change to the score, still 12-9.
Starters back in for both teams as well.
Petrusis with the basketball, brings it up top of the key. We'll go down low. The big guy gets it over to the right side. Beautiful. Beautifully put together. A great shot by Oliver Overmeyer.
That was a cannonball.
It's a good shot, but it's set up very well. Ball comes back once again to the outside. It's tied up at 12. Over to the left wing now. High intent. Akase tries to put it up, and he's going to be fouled. He thought about that for a moment, and by the time he took it, I think everybody was in place. He still was physical enough to get that call, so that was good.
There were some significant foul calls, I should say, in the first half. A couple of players dealing with two fouls. Ian Cooksey and Stephen Akase, two of those for Valley.
But they could have called a lot more. And I'm glad they didn't. Like we said, we'd be here all night at the free throw line. Turn around, up no good by Cooksey, and boy, that should have been a charge.
He may have gotten away with a little elbow action there. I agree with you.
A little shoulder, too. 12-12 it is, and Culver Academy has the ball back. We'll go over to the right side. It'll be set up on the right wing. Now back out top of the key. High on the outside. Goes to Saddlemeyer. Saddlemeyer with the basketball brings it inside. Can't get the shot off. They'll bring it top of the key. Loading it up again. So let's see what they can put together. They've been pretty deliberate since he came out in the third quarter, and it paid off for them. Some nice passes and a good three that they got a chance to take. Ball comes back out once again to the outside. It'll be picked up the outer perimeter. Looking for the corner. Now we're going to have a blocking foul, and that might be on Hamilton.
It's either Sheets or Hamilton. Yeah, you got it, Rita. That's on Hamilton, just his first. Being inbound underneath the baseline, or on the baseline, I should say, underneath the basket.
Okay, Culver Academy with the ball. They'll work over to the right side and set it up again. Another three from the same place it went, but way short this time by Oliver Overmeyer. And they'll go out long. What's the call on that?
It was originally a back tap by Culver Academy, but Cooksey trying to rein it in. Actually, it was the last to touch it as it went out of bounds. That's
okay.
A tough one. Just an unfortunate angle.
Ball on the outside now. Setting it up on the corner. Top of the key. But load it up in the outer perimeter and set it up again. Now they go off the outside to Saddlemeyer. Saddlemeyer with the basketball works over to the right. Got a nice screen. Let's see if he uses it. Changed his mind. Everything switched up. Now I'm going to take a three, and that was way off the mark. And Hamilton ends up with a rebound. Hamilton gets it out of there. We'll bring it over to the right side. Deep down up low and go to Sheets. Sheets brings it back out because he didn't have anything to go to there. A very good decision. He'll bring it to the backcourt. Back once again to Cooks. He's set up beautifully. This one's a little bit hard, a little bit long. It's going to be picked up by the big guy. And actually, that was a situation where Petorius couldn't hardly miss that. The ball came in his direction and he ripped it off. Valley had nobody to contend with that.
More three-point attempts taken, the longer that rebound on a miss is going to be.
Yep. Basketball to the outside. Oh, is that on Steven? Oh, my goodness, that was nitpicky. Compared to what we've seen, but it's his third, correct?
It is his third. And now Owen's going to double-check with the bench to see
you know, where he wants to, or I should say Omondi is going to double check with the bench to see who wants to come in, who wants to come out after that foul, because originally he was coming in for Ian Cooksey, who now takes a seat. And
Akasi's still out
He's still out there.
Well, it's a calculated risk, but here in the middle of the third quarter, shot up and three looks good going up, but it was short. Rebounded on the right side. A good job of rebounding by Pitt, but he couldn't quite make that work financially for him to cash in for the shot. Went at the ball, knocked around. She's tried to grab it up and have another chance. However, it's a little hard to do that with Matea out there because he had an opportunity to put his arms up higher than anybody on Valley's team at 6'11". We'll go over to the left wing now on the baseline. Bring it back to Stoudemire. Down low. No place to go with it. Basketball is going to be a scrum. It'll be held up, and it will be a held ball.
Coach Galloway wanting a timeout there. I like the decision to roll with the jump ball. I don't think there was truly anybody that had possession more than the other. And love to see two bodies on the floor for Tippecanoe Valley going after. It shows they care.
Boy, possession is 9/10 of the rule when you've got a game that's just low scoring.
Absolutely. Every possession the rest of the way is going to count. We're nearly midway through the third quarter. It's 12-12. These are two teams that average above 50 points a game.
Ball in the backcourt. It'll be picked up by Davis Cowan. Cowan with the basketball. Oh, my goodness. A lot of pushing and shoving going on inside now. It's merciless.
Steven's got to be careful here to not get that offensive
foul. I know,
foul.
But he is just being drubbed.
He is, but he's getting baited into it.
But he is getting baited into it.
He's got to be careful.
Ball goes to the outside. It'll be Sheets. Sheets brings it over the left wing to Omondi. Omondi back up once again to Stephen Akase. And we're going to have a traveling violation. It's going to be called on Culver. Evidently, they elected to say that he had possession last, fell down, and that's the travel.
Pushing and shoving. It's good pushing and shoving. It was fun basketball.
Yeah, and Joe gets a chuckle out of that call. Hamilton comes out. They come out. We're going to have timeout. It's a full. 12-12. We're still tied up. 3:43 left to go in the third. And we're back after this on WRSW.
You've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race. Well, the same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Hi, I'm Jenny Nelson, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing. And though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it is a way to make market volatility work for you. To learn more, call me at 574-267-6195. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Bad Rick, oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue, car stalls won't start. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. I reckon any state and need the best rates. Take the next step, call Riker Dinette. Go with the guys who got the best tools. If you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you. Bad Rick, Bad Rick, oh, what you gonna do? Call Riker Dinette, they'll come and get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Riker Dinette.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Hall of Famer Rita Price, now in her 50th season on 107.3 WRSW.
We're all set to go with Valley now. Stephen Acosta ends up with the ball. Looking for help. Tries to front it, but I don't think he's going to get away with that, and he doesn't. So he brings it back out straight away to Sheets. Top of the key, it comes to Davis Cowan. Cowan over to the right side to Akase. Top of the key, now to Sheets. Sheets with the basketball, brings it off to Cooksey. Cooksey with the ball, works over to the right side. He's going to be really thwarted on that situation. Threw a pass, it could have been bad, but Cowan picked it up. The ball comes inside to Omondi. Back out once again to the outside. Picked up now to the deep left corner. Picked up by Acosta in. And back once again it comes to Davis Cowan. He'll pop one up. It's a little off center. And Sheets ends up putting it up. It's going to be blocked, but they say that he got him with the body.
Is that a shot or is that on the floor?
I don't know. I thought it was on the shot.
I think it should be on the shot. There's a little conversation for a moment, but it will be two free throws for Sheets.
Good job. I love it when he gets the ball down low. Something's going to happen. He's going to hold his own. He's strong enough to get a couple of kids off center, that's for sure. Shot up, but it's good.
Who knows? Free throw line in a low-scoring game like this could become really important.
Could be the thing.
Valley 3-for-3 at the line so far tonight.
So Blaine will go to the line for one more. It is up, and it is no good this time. Oh, Akase went all over the place to get that rebound. Put it up. Sheets comes back. Oh, Sheets came right back to cover Akase. He took the shot. He couldn't hit it, but he'll go to the line again.
Wow.
Zetterita, when he gets the basketball, good things happen. Kase had the lay-in, couldn't quite get the arc on it. And there's Sheets hunting down his miss, and then Akase's miss after.
What a great way to grab that ball, though. Steven did a super job there, too. Shot's good by Sheets. 14-12 now. It's a barn burner. People are probably listening and thinking, what are you talking about? Could this be that much fun? Well, it pretty much is.
It's a really good game.
Second one's up and in. 15-12, a three-point lead now for Tippecanoe Valley. So let's see what they can do with Sadlmeyer in the backcourt. Culver Academy with the ball. They're down now by three. We'll bring it back over the top of the key. I thought that was going to be taken, but evidently not. Kind of changed his mind. Now it's going to go down low. The big fella missed the shot. He had it. He was right there, but it bobbled around and came out. So the 6'11 frame didn't help him there.
You'd think he could work on Akase a little bit more effectively as well with those three fouls that Stevens protecting.
I would think. Wouldn't you?
I would think.
You better believe it. I'd go after him every time he had the ball, and even without it. The ball down low goes to Sheets, stops up the dribble, brings it back out once again to Davis Cowan, tipped out of his hand, and it's going to be stolen away. So we'll bring it down over the 10-second line again with Sadlmeyer. Sadlmeyer over to the left wing. A three is on the way, and that's good. He did it in the last quarter, and Andrew Oliver Overmeyer does it again.
Just like that, we're tied up at 15. That's the first player on Culver Academy to have made two baskets tonight.
We don't have timeout, or what happened here?
I think we got an injury for a substitution.
Shoulder?
Yeah, I think something with
Davis's shoulder.
He's got it taped up already, so he's dealing with some pain in some capacity. But it's not good for Valley when you look at the bench. It's not a very deep one.
But that was good that he got himself out of there. That could have been worse.
Could have been worse. Five players is better than four and a half players, and if that's what Davis is dealing with, then best
that's
to get
exactly
him out.
That's right.
Get someone in there.
Because that shoulder thing just makes the whole arm weak, no matter what. Ball to the outside, Stephen Akase. Akase with the ball, brings it in the inside, almost taken away, but he got it away out there, and it was Sheets that came to meet it. Sheets calls for people to go. Start the circle. Let's start it.
And with Cowan out, he's going to have to be a kind of a secondary ball handler.
That'll be interesting. The ball to the left wing down low. They go to Akase. A beautiful pass from Cooksey to Akase. He puts it up from short range over the 6'11 kid, and it's now 17-15.
That's Stevens' first basket of the night. Hard to believe. Valley with the lead, though, 17-15.
We'll see now what they can do to retaliate. It'll be Cover Academy with the ball. Over to the left wing, back top of the key. I thought he was going to take another one. It's an offensive foul. Good job by Hamilton. Stood his ground. Check that out. Wasn't it Hamilton? It was Omande.
Yeah, he fought through that. He knew right away as soon as he took that bump, that whistle was going to get called. That was going to be that foul.
So we'll bring it in now. Davis Cowan's going to check back in. And Omande comes out. Did a nice job when he was in there. Didn't score, but he kept the ball alive and did a great job in handling it. That's 90% of the battle in this one.
Absolutely.
17-15 it is. 1 minute and 2 seconds away from the end of the third quarter. Tippecanoe Valley with the lead, but a slim one to say the least. Basketball top of the key. It'll go to Cooksey. Cooksey over to the left window. Akase. He takes it all the way down. Shovels it off to the inside to Sheets. And that's a score. Give a big assist to Akase. That was fabulous. And it's going to be a technical, is it?
Galloway hits the technical. Galloway gets the technical.
Yeah, Galloway came out mad immediately.
Well, he was calling for a timeout, I thought, initially.
Is that what it was? There was no technical.
I think there still might be a technical.
There's a tech.
Yeah.
So they call the timeout. Yeah. Culver will have it. And a technical foul on Culver's coach right after they get back. So let's take a 1:30-second break and be right back here at Valley.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete work, and new core steel buildings. Basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties are one of the specialties of R.S. Miller Construction. If you're interested in a pre-engineered metal building, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new core building finished the way you want. For many years, people have come to expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
It's her 50th season broadcasting live and local high school sports. Here's more with Hall of Famer Rita Price on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
We're little bit of a messy situation there. So initially, Coach Gallo was out to try to call a timeout. Then he got a little animated with the officials. But I think Tippecanoe Valley's bench was then concerned because they weren't sure if a timeout had been called or the technical foul had been called. And the guys on the bench were so animated and excited about Blaine Sheets' effort down here to get that basket. And then I think they all kind of rushed the court to grab Blaine as if it was coming off in a timeout. No one was really sure what was happening, but we've got Ian Cook at the free throw line for technical free throws.
So the timeout stood, and now the technical. Got it. Bobbled around and fell in. So one more now will come. 20-15, this is the biggest lead of the game. Missed that one.
CMA had the basketball, but the technical foul
gives it back to Valley.
Should give it back to Valley.
Collins twisting around that shoulder, but he's back in. So we'll see what's going to happen now. As Valley has the ball, Culver will probably be a little bit more motivated, I think, with that happening. Very strongly possible. And we'll bring it up over the line. It'll be Cowan. Cowan with the basketball brings up top of the key over to the outside. It will be picked up the outer perimeter of the baseline, deep in the left wing. Sheets. Sheets with the ball, top of the key. Comes to the outside to Davis Cowan. Cowan looks ahead. We're down to 25 seconds left to go in the third. A couple of bumps in the backcourt. No call on that. Davis picks up the dribble, and coming to help him then is Hamilton. Hamilton with the ball. We'll bring it back to Davis Cowan. He's going to be fronted immediately. Everybody gets in some kind of a placement. Let's see what they do as they try to work it in. Now they get it back out. There it is. The pass is there, and it's up by Akase. No good. Back up and in again. My, what a great coverage that was. Great. 22-15 now. Tippecanoe Valley by 7. The widest lead of the night. 8 more minutes coming up after this on WRSW.
Timbercrest Senior Living Community. Manor Apartment Living at its best. Convenience, security, and independence. Timbercrest Manor Apartment residents enjoy the perfect balance. The privacy and freedom of having their own home surrounded by a caring community, amenities, and support services as needed. With utilities, maintenance, standard TV, and high-speed internet included. Fitness and recreational programming. Restaurant-style dining. Social services consulting and spiritual support. Plus staff availability 24/7. Call today to explore floor plans and options or visit timbercrest.org.
When it comes to your teeth and dental health, it's important to have the perfect game plan. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you and all of your dental needs. They provide everything from general and restorative dental services like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and home and in-office whitening kits. They provide Delta Dental and Anthem insurance plans, but if your provider isn't in their office, they'll work to create the perfect game plan to file out-of-network benefits. Call Mentone Dental today at 574-598-2.
Now back to the court for tonight's game with Rita Price, now in her 50th season on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Well, not the kind of game that we've been used to very often, but an excellent defensive game, and Tippecanoe Valley comes out with a 22-15 count as the fourth quarter begins. We'll bring it back straight away to Salemeyer. Salemeyer goes over the right wing. Shot's going to be up immediately. It's no good for a three attempt. That was taken quickly by Bagger, and that turns out once again to the outside.
Rebounding's been a factor. We thought it might be early in that first quarter, and boy, was it ever in the third quarter. Nice rebound by Akase there on the miss.
Stevens done a great job. They're bringing the Victorious back in. He's the 6'11 kid. He hasn't done that much offensively, but defensively, to say the least, he's been a threat. Cooksey with it. He had a flop. Nobody's going to believe that. Then we'll go back out to the outside. Picking it up, top of the key, over to the left wing now. Deep in the left corner, and they come back out top of the key. It'll be Cowan. Cowan with the ball. Comes back out to Cooksey. Cooksey with the basketball. Brings it around the inside. Now looks for a little bit of help. Now finds it on the right wing, but he changes his mind. I'll tell you what, there's one guy who's very active across that center line, and you can believe that's who that's going to be if they get it to him. That's Hamilton. He's been running that baseline like crazy. We'll bring it back out straight away to the outside. It will be Akase. Loops it up. Soft touch. No good. Blaine Sheets back up. He missed it, but he'll go to the line again.
It's Blaine picking up the trash.
Yeah. Who does it more than he does?
I don't know if Akase is missing on purpose at this point.
Well, it doesn't make any difference, does it? Now we'll see if he can hit both of those free throws. Yeah. Shot up and good. Got that one. Omandi comes in, and coming out will be Hamilton.
Good performance for the Vikings.
Great performance by Hamilton, too. Did a great job when he was in. Shot short. So far for Blaine, it's been 1-for-2 at the line, but it makes it 23-15. 8-point lead.
CNA
all over the right side.
Does not have a 2-point field goal in this game, Rita.
Yeah. Oh, now
five
that's
shots, all from three.
That is an amazing stat right there. Goes to show you how consistent Valley's defense has been. We'll bring it back out to the Petaris. He'll bring in hold the outlet perimeter, and we'll bring it over the left wing. Picked up this time by Salemeyer. Top of the key it goes. They'll bring it up. Over to the right side quickly. It's going to be picked. He'll bring it back out straight away. Over to the right wing. They tried to get inside. They cannot. And a long three is good. That was very well done because I thought that was going to pay out for him, but Barger hit a long three.
Make it six. Made 3-point field goals and no 2-point shots.
23-18 the count. Oh, I thought there for a while Blaine was going to take one, and I would have blamed him. It was pretty much open, and we know he can hit those, but he becomes a little bit more conservative now, and we'll bring it back to the perimeter and bring it back to Cooksey. So Cooksey will have the ball. He'll take the inside move, turns it around, lays it up, got it. Good job by Ian Cooksey. So now we're looking at 25-18. We'll bring it over to the left wing.
First player in double figures for either side.
Yep. It's been that kind of night. Ball to the left wing again. Barger thought about it. This time it's picked up by Omandi. He won't do it. We'll bring it back out straight away to the outside. It'll be picked up again. Looking for some kind of an action inside. Oh, it's vicious on the inside. Really, it's really something with the big guys duking it out. Shots up for three, no good. Rebound not bounded around. Cover, we'll get it back. Barger tried it again, but didn't get a good look at it. So we'll bring it down low to Salemeyer. It's going to be blocked by Omandi, but he did get him with the body. That was a good call.
Yeah, it was definitely, it wasn't on the hand, definitely on the body there. They're working really hard to get Miles Barger an opportunity to keep knocking down those triples. He's got a nice-looking shot and moves well away from the basket. They've not been able to get him open.
But the Sater's going to come in. He's the kid that can shoot threes, too. Coming out of the lineup will be Pick. So he'll go out. We're going to be off and running with one more free throw. It's up, and it is good. So give it to Wade Saddlemeyer. It's 25-20. Tippecanoe New Valley by five. We're bringing up over the line. Now we'll set it up in the backcourt. It will be over the left wing. Back out straight away. So Davis Cowan, who had to take a little bit of time out because the shoulder, seems to be working it okay now. Timeout, Valley. 4:43 left in the game. 25-20, Valley leads it. We're back after this on WRSW.
Trust, a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. When your furnace breaks down, you need reliability, you need the truth, and you need the strength of someone to know that they can get the job done. At Core Residential Services, that's what they'll provide. They're ready to earn your trust as a top heating, air conditioning, and geothermal provider in northern Indiana. Core Residential Services is now servicing Kosciuszko and surrounding counties. To schedule a service and learn why Core, visit residentialbycore.com or call 574-526-0.
It's Rita Price, still broadcasting where she started it all. 107.3 WRSW.
.443 left to go in the game. 25-20, Valley the lead and the basketball.
So the Vikings will have it again. And for the Valley right now, time is a time and score situation. You might not think with that much left, but with a 5-point lead, which is a lot, they have to be very deliberate and very careful with shots. Now there's a palming violation on Cooksey. Thought ahead, palm the ball.
Gotta keep this clean. Coach Luce, I heard him in that timeout kind of talk about, hey, let's just take care of the basketball here. Let's not make a mistake to allow them to get back in the game, make them work for it. Talking about Culver.
Well, they've certainly had to think tonight. It's not been one of those things that's a fluid motion of let's go and let's do it. They have to calculate every move they make. The ball on the right side, it'll be picked up down low. Can they get a shot off? They do, but it's no good. Rebound comes to Cooksey. That was a really nice defensive move totally because we know that Oliver Overmeyer can hit those.
Great defense for me. He even got a little bit of hand on the ball, I think, on that shot.
So we'll go back out once again to Stephen Acasse.
And they're going to take some time off this clock. 4 minutes left to go in the game.
I would if I could. You know, like we said, you can't make a mistake. But you don't want to have them have possessions because with a five-point game, every possession is very, very, very important. Oh, there he goes in the lane. He got fouled. Well, we'll take that.
First step's pretty quick.
Yep. First step was good. Got a little Euro in there, too, a little bit. So let's see what he does at the line. He's improved his free throw shooting appreciably this year.
13 seconds. Stephen Casse at the line. Shoot two.
Shot up and good. Got that one to go. It was important to get that first one in. So Hamilton comes in, and coming out of the lineup will be Omondi.
Vikings have only gone six deep tonight. Yep. Just one guy off the bench. That's Owen Omondi.
Been pretty effective. We thought there might be some foul trouble early, but that's really evened itself out.
Ian with two and Akase with three.
Second one, good. Got it. Good job by Akase. Big kid, the kid at free throws. Immeasurably a good thing. 27-20, the count right now. Tip New Valley by 7. The basketball comes in the outside. It'll be picked up in the right wing. Picked up right away, and they'll reload it to Barger. Barger with the basketball, top of the key. Looking over the left wing, it'll go to Saddlemeyer. Top of the key shot that's way out there by Barger, and he got that one to go. Beautiful shot by Miles Barger. That's the second one like that he's had. It's 27-23, a four-point Valley lead now. Timeout's called. We'll be right back on WRSW. Timeout.
Attention Death Valley football family. This is Mike Lukens, class of 1999, here to let you know the RSK Booster Club is off to a hot start. The past season, the RSK Boosters came together to connect alumni and support Death Valley football. From our first event, we raised over $5,000 for the program. That generosity will impact the team this season in the way of new headsets and other vital equipment. Now we are calling on you to join us. Interested in joining or donating? Find our group on Facebook at RSK Booster Fundraiser. Good, better, best, never let it rest. Death Valley football.
The 50th season broadcasting Indiana high school basketball is back with legendary Rita Price on 107.3 WRSW.
Back once again at Tippecanoe Valley, 27-23 is the count. 3:18 left to go in the game. Well, the timeout's called, and I think it would have been appropriate for either team to call that. Barger just stepped back a little further and let that one go.
He's been blazing. 23 points via two free throws and 7 made threes tonight. Still no two-point field goals for Culver Academy, and there's 3:18 left to go in the fourth quarter.
And what are the odds of that when you got a 6'11 kid?
Hard to believe.
It really is.
Both teams this season averaging north of 50 points per game. They will not get there tonight unless we see some serious overtimes.
Ball's knocked out of bounds on the inlet pass. It would be Blaine Sheets to bring it in. He calls for a couple of players to come a little bit closer.
I was going to say the reason for that, first time tonight we're seeing some full court pressure.
Yep. Quick pass back to Sheets. Back once again to Cooksey. Cooksey will bring it up over the line. They break the pressure. So to go to Akase. Steven with the basketball holds it up perimeter. Looks straight ahead now. Looks with a one-hand pass. Gets it out to Davis Cowan. Cowan with the ball. Being picked up right away and physically picked up by Saddlemeyer. Ball's going to be loose. It's going to be held ball. I think it will be.
Yeah, that was close.
It was close.
CMA certainly had an opportunity to swipe that away. Possession error goes to Valley and now goes back to Culver Academy on the next tie-up, which could be important. Four-point deficit, you never know. Things get scrappy.
So coaches are coaching from the bench. The one coach, the head coach, got a technical earlier. So he's pretty much the guy that's sitting. And we're going to have a little discussion with the officials on the last play. So it will be Valley's ball. The Vikings with it. They'll scoop it out long. It'll go to Sheets. Sheets with the ball. Back to Davis Cowan. Cowan's going to have to get around a good guard. And he does. He brings it in the forecourt. Brings it back to Stephen Akase. Akase with the ball goes inside. Sheets gets it back out once again. Great way to make sure you protect the ball. It'll be the outside. Davis Cowan. Cowan looks straight at... Oh, my gosh. Oh, come on. That should have been something called. He got hit in the face.
I will say, you get late in these situations and it gets physical. Valley is trying to milk out the clock. Sometimes that changes the way you officiate. You understand the situation knowing, okay, CMA, they're going to have to be aggressive. They're going to have to be active because they're going for a steal in a four-point game. So I get the contact to a certain extent, some of it a little bit extra, but you have to also understand the game and the situation.
Cooksey bumps in and bumps back. There they stole it. No call on either one of those things, and we're going to have the ball up. And no good. He missed it. A really good look that time. It should have really gone in by Sitar, or rather, it did not go. A three is taken by Barger again, and this one won't go. And I believe a personal foul is going to be on Culver on the rebound.
That was the opportunity for CMA to get in this game right there. I mean, still going to have some down four. You get that chance to get back in here and defend, but you get a swipe, steal, miss the open lay-in, and then you kick it back to a perimeter three on the offensive rebound and can't get that to connect.
So we'll pick it up this time with Cooksey. Not yet over the 10-second line. They'll do it on three passes. Stephen Akase down over to the right side, and Hamilton's going to be pushed hard this time.
Honestly, that's the only guy on the floor that is not, you know, 75-plus percent from the line. So that sends Hamilton to the line with being the fifth foul. Now with a bonus to Tippecanoe Valley. They'll get two guaranteed shots. You'd like to hit both of them. I mean, it's still to keep it a two-possession game, but
yeah,
certainly extend that lead.
One would help. Sup? It's good. Perfect.
Free
just like he does it every day.
Huge tonight for Tippecanoe Valley. I'm looking at 7, 8, 10 made free throws.
I'll have one more. Up. No good this time. And the rebound goes cleanly with no problem this time to Christensen. So let's bring it up over the line and set the stage. It goes over to the right wing this time to Saddlemeyer. Saddlemeyer with the basketball, the bounce pass and the lead. That will not go. Another shot that was down low. Cooksey tried to save it. Goes into the bleachers.
Well, hopefully Ian's all right. I think he just avoided that front row.
He slid almost into the steps. But he seems to be okay. So the ball will come in. This time it comes in off the satire, and we'll bring it back out top of the key. Looking down low. Good pass, good shot. Yep, they got down low, and Oliver Overmeyer was there. He scored. It's now 28-25. Backcourt pressure again with 1:17 left. We'll bring it over to the right side. Picked up now by Stephen Akase. Back out one again, once again it goes. I would think that you would probably try to just wait till somebody fouls you, but I don't know what you're going to have to do to get that foul collected.
Allen's the guy you want to keep it in his hands as far as putting somebody at the free throw line.
Hold it up. Hold it up. Timeout call, Valley. So Valley got a timeout. They were having trouble with the basketball. They call a timeout. 55 seconds left. We're back in 30 seconds on WRSW.
Craig Welding of Bentone started in a very small space on the George Craig Farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house, or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Hall of Famer Rita Price, now in her 50th season on 107.3 WRSW.
ticks left to go. Valley on top of CMA by three. It's been pretty much within the 3-point to 6-point range all night long. Longest or largest lead of the game was 7 points that Valley had at the end of the third quarter break. It was 7-3 after one, 12-9 after two quarters, 22-15 after three quarters, and we now have our score here in the fourth quarter. Valley the basketball, though.
So let's see what the Vikings can do with 55 seconds left.
Got to get a basket, or at least if you get fouled, go to the free throw line, make that first one, make it a two-possession game.
And handle the ball. Bounce pass comes to Blaine Sheets. He mishandled for a minute, but get it back, and that had to be a personal foul there. Because it not going down, coming to front him right away, was it 31?
I believe so,
Desaudier. So that will put Cowan to the line. We'll find out.
Nobody's going to get back, or nobody's going to go to the line, into the square to potentially rebound this, Rita. I had made the comment in the break. We know Davis is dealing with that right shoulder a little bit. I wonder how that's going to affect his form.
It's up and it's short.
And that was something that I saw in between the break. And I just he's the guy with the best shooting percentage, without a doubt, when he's 100% healthy. But he just has not looked like himself tonight. In between breaks, trying to really get that stiffness sorted out.
Really. Playing with a lot of guts. He hits the second one. It's one for two split. 29-25 now Valley. Down to under 1 minute to go. We go over to the right side quickly. It'll come back out to the outer perimeter. Barber couldn't get open. Barber looked to maybe get open. He could not. They'll bring it back out to Sallemeyer. Sallemeyer turns it around, twists it around, throws it up. It went in. I would have not given you a nickel for that. He threw it straight up.
Unbelievable. And then Valley, I think, just turned it over. No, wow.
That's a big point in this game.
Nearly
34
did.
Seconds left.
Nearly did. Vikings tried to kind of roll it around to the left side, and I think it was kicked away by CMA.
So they're going to press all over the place. You know that. Going to have Davis Cowan in the backcourt, double team. Back to Cooksey. Cooksey looks back to Cowan. Got to get it over the line. Not yet over. Now they are. So a good pass went right away to Hamilton, and he's fouled.
That's the heads-up play there by Barger. Hamilton went one for two that last trip up. Coach Lou saying, get that back to the guards. You'll take a split, but if Hamilton's able to get these through, that changes this game and how.
Yeah, you got to get one of them.
Go down and make this happen.
Shot up. Nope. Knew that going up. It was too hard. It was flatlined.
2-point game. Going to have a good finish here. Make or a miss.
One more now for Hamilton. It's up. Again, the same thing. Too hard. A bullet. So the rebound comes out long, and Sallemeyer ends up with it. It's down to 17 seconds left. The ball back to Barger. Barger, long three. No good. Stephen Acosta with the rebound. Stephen's being accosted, and he will have the opportunity to go to the line.
Kind of looked like Valley was going to maybe go for a foul there, Rita. Not on the shot necessarily, but they had three fouls to give. So I thought we would have saw a situation where if somebody got a little too deep on the interior, they'd go and they'd force that foul. But early shot. Surprised.
Well, that ball could have just as easily gone in. That was not a bad shot.
It's true. Go get two here.
So Stephen Acosta toes the mark.
Two for two tonight.
On the way, good. Boy, he's worked hard on that. A lot of the people that I know here at the school say he's out here 6-6-30 shooting free throws.
I remember catching him Thursday night in like August. We were getting ready for football season.
Missed that one. It scooped in and out. 30-27 the count. We're going to have a personal foul on Cowan.
Yep.
Was that on purpose?
I believe it
was.
We
got 6 seconds left.
Yep. You got two more to give here if you need to. I'm surprised we're not seeing a timeout for CMA. Really set some action up,
yep.
And there's that timeout.
There it is.
30-second mark.
Yep. Well, for the year, this will probably be one of their bigger wins.
If Valley's able to grab it, absolutely. It'll be, 30-27 here, 6.4 seconds left to go.
Because they've had everything thrown at them.
They have. Defensively, they've played well. They've done well at the free throw line. It's a balanced stat sheet of scoring. But for CMA, I come back to this, Rita. You've got four guys who have all made a three-point shot and are capable of making a three-pointer. With 6.4 left to go, it'll be an inbound from the far side. And we will see what Coach Galloway draws up. We'll see what Coach Luce looks to do defensively to try to defend. Wonder if they'll put anybody on the face of the inbounder. If they do, could be Acosta. But you play five guys back and force them to inbound it, have that 5-on-4 advantage, or maybe even go for an intentional foul at some point. They will put Cowan on the inbounder.
So the ball will come in off of the hands of Salamine. Brings it back out straight away. Shot's going to be up for three. Rims in and out. Wouldn't go. And Hamilton ends up with a rebound, and he's going to be fouled. That was not a bad shot to take for Christensen, but you knew about halfway up it wasn't going to go. So now we got a tie. So what's the problem?
Desadier just fouled out. That's the
conversation.
So 1.8 left. Valley hits a free throw here. That's effectively the game.
And that's a good shot. You said it, Rita. That's a good shot for CMA.
Yes.
Wide open in the far wing. Jack Christensen hadn't hit a three tonight, but you take that look 10 times out of 10 if you're able to get that look on the wing.
And they're going to bring the big 6'11 guy in here. He's going to be fronting the backcourt.
And he's going to sit there because on a rebound, you're going to want a quick pass up the court and then an opportunity for a three. But
and he can shoot threes.
Andre Hamilton's going to have to get these.
Got the first one.
It makes it a four-point game. As long as Valley doesn't foul on a three, everybody needs to get back.
Second one up. Good again, just like the first. 32-27. It is now a five-point lead. Tippecanoe Valley's going to win this one, and they did. When time went out, it was 32 for Tippecanoe Valley, 27 for Culver Academy. One of the most impressive victories they've had all season long. We'll come back and tell you how it all happened in our Alder for Bergen post-game show. It's brought to you by Alder for Bergen. They can help you with your future. It's time to start today. We'll be right back. New Horizon Lock prevents leaks with a hidden fastener design. This new steel siding prevents the appearance of standing seam for less. The panels snap together quickly, so installation is less expensive. Extra protection from leaks, no hand seaming, and lower insurance rates make Horizon Lock the beautiful, perfect panel for both residential and light commercial roofs. Check out Horizon Lock at Niftone of Mentone. Niftone is always looking for new quality steel siding and roofing products. If it's quality, it's Niftone of Mentone.
Niftone of Mentone.
Gagnon Motors in downtown Akron has an award-winning service department. If you're going to have to spend some money on your vehicle, check with Gagnon Motors before you do anything. Gagnon Motors is a Delco service center with years of experience in their shop. Great service with a reasonable shop rate are what they're known for. See Terry, Bob, and Jamie for free estimates. Stop in at Gagnon Motors in downtown Akron and visit the website gagnonmotors.net.
Work long hours and late nights. That's because ag isn't a job, it's a way of life. Crossroads Bank offers loan solutions to help ag operations succeed for generations. Cattle, crops, equipment, real estate, and more. Find out more from the commercial ag team at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Let's head back to the hardwood, where Rita Price is standing by live, and where she's been broadcasting for the last 50 years. On Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
The Alder for Bergen post-game show, presented by, of course, our friends at Alder for Bergen. Let them create the perfect financial game plan for your future, whether it's just general advice, investments. They can take care of you, and they will put you on a track to success. I heard, their show today coming in to On Board with the Vikings that plays before. What is the name of the show? I can never...
Alder for Bergen.
The Alder for Bergen show. Yeah, they do it with Roger Grossman.
It's not important.
It's a fantastic program.
It is.
I'm missing the name of it, but I listened this morning. Alan Alderfer was on there, gave us some great information about budgeting, some different thought processes, some different ways that you can kind of attack and create a monthly budget. That's a popular thing.
The B word.
The B word, yeah.
Sometimes people don't like the B world, but he said you can call a lot of things, but it's all the same thing.
It's all the same thing.
And with tax time coming up, he can help a lot with different things. So, make an appointment with one of the fine advisors there and just sit down and talk to him a little bit. You'll find out what's going on in that front. Maybe some tax laws that are changing.
Absolutely.
So it's always good. Good information.
And they're going to be dishing out some cash tonight. We'll get to the free throw totals, but they're going to be happy to do it, of course, courtesy of Alder for Bergen to the Riley Kids Fund. But a lot of free throws tonight made for Tippecanoe Valley. That was a big, important part of tonight's victory. I'll give you that total a little bit later on in our show. First, we start with our individual scoring. We'll start for Culver Military Academy. They were led by the 9 points of Miles Barger. And he didn't hit too many shots, but the ones he did were really terrific. Andrew Oliver Overmeyer finished tonight with 8 points, 5 points for Wade Settlemeyer, 3 points for Mazes Petuzic, and Christian Desadier hit a big three there in that first half. The final score, once again, 32-27. CMA tonight only converting on two
interior field goals of 2 points.
I mean, it's amazing.
Didn't shoot a ton, to be honest with you. Didn't have the opportunity to shoot a lot of them. It was great defense overall from Tippecanoe Valley. Speaking of the Vikings, they were led tonight by 11 points from Ian Cooksey, 6 points from Blaine Sheets, 5 from DeAndre Hamilton, 5 from Stephen Akase, and 5 from Davis Cowan. The turnover number, 11 to 5. Tippecanoe Valley did turn the basketball over 11 times, but CMA turning over 5 times. Vikings still able to hang on. Rebounding, though, was the big key. 27 to 15, the rebounding battle in favor of the Vikings. The deflection battle, Culver Academy, 6. Tippecanoe Valley, 4. Tonight, Blaine Sheets was outstanding on those offensive rebounds and those putbacks. He found himself at the free throw line tonight. Just 6 points. It's not going to shine super bright. But, boy, does it really turn out when you go back and watch this game and just see those important moments that the Vikings were able to capture and really rein in. And a lot of that was due to the effort of Blaine Sheets, also DeAndre Hamilton on the glass, and Stephen Akase. All those guys doing a really, really nice job. We talk about free throws. They were important tonight. Tippecanoe Valley had 8, 11, 14 free throws by my account. That means it's multiplied by 2, and $28 will be heading into the Kosciuszko County Riley Kids Fund, courtesy of our close friends at Alderfer Bergen. That's one of our top totals of the evening, with 14 made free throws and $28. All free throws this season hit and converted on by Tippecanoe Valley Boys and Girls Basketball. Also, Triton Boys and Girls Basketball will be contributed into that KC Riley Kids Fund, courtesy of Alderfer Bergen. Riley Radio Days, we talk about that quite a bit, in case you're curious. It'll be the first week of March this year. March 5th and 6th will be your Riley Radio Days opportunities to contribute to that fund and help that fund grow.
And that's so important. You know, when they talk about no matter how big that fund gets, they can run out of money.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have so many kids from Kosciuszko County going to Riley.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I have one now.
Yeah,
I have a great grandson who's a Riley kid. And, you know, you think about it, and when it hits home, you're so thankful they're there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're very appreciative of what that fund has been able to do for our community and the surrounding communities. We talk so much about Kosciuszko County, but they do reach out, you know, when there are those in need from surrounding counties, from anything to a gas card to help with some transportation. Maybe mom and dad aren't able to work. Maybe mom, you know, someone can't contribute financially to the family. Got to keep the heat on, especially in these cold winter months. There are things like that that they can help with.
Yes.
And it's such a great foundation. We're very appreciative of them for jumping on and contributing what they contribute because of the good free throw shooting. We had some great free throw shooting tonight. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back, grab some scores. We hope and expect to hear from Coach Joe Luce when we come back. You're listening to the Alderfer Bergen postgame show following a Tippecanoe Valley 32-27 victory.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alderfer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alderfer Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
You have a guy you trust when it comes to heating, air conditioning, and plumbing? I have my guy. His name is Mike. And the thing is, Mike is backed by over 90 other employees at Flotek Plumbing and Heating. They are headquartered right here in northern Indiana, serving our entire listening area. Big enough to help you out wherever you live, and small enough that you too will have a guy like Mike to earn your trust. So go with Flo, Flotek Plumbing and Heating, now partnering with Elliott's Heating and Cooling, and restore your peace of mind. Enhance your comfort with personalized plumbing, heating, and cooling solutions.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Broadcasting live and local sports on WRSW for 50 years. Let's head back courtside with the legendary Rita Price on 107.3 WRSW.
Once again, hanging out post-game here of a victory for Tippecanoe Valley, 32-27, Baylen Height, Rita Price. And let's see if I can hunt for some more scores from our area. We had some girls' scores come in about halftime as those games wrapped up. Most of the boys' games in our area should be coming to a close. Westview 49, Garrett 24. That was in girls' basketball. No, excuse me, that's in boys' basketball. So big third quarter there for Westview. They are on top of Garrett. Peru tonight going down to Fort Wayne and beating Bishop Dwenger 70-57.
Oh, my gosh.
In boys' basketball.
Is that surprising?
I'm not sure where Dwenger's at this year or how well they're doing. But Peru, I think, has been playing a lot better basketball than people had anticipated. I mean, they made a really nice run to semi-state that opening round last year, won a regional. And I think they graduated a few guys. So great job there by Peru. That's a team Tippecanoe Valley was able to beat earlier this year. And they've been in a lot of games. So good night for Peru there. Girls basketball, East Noble 61, DeKalb 69. DeKalb getting the best of them. Girls basketball, Argus 40, Pioneer 35. Nice little win for Argus there, Rita.
Well, they've been waiting for that.
Yeah.
They've gotten close several games, and Nick Kendig, of course, is the new head coach there. So that's got to make you feel like the monkey is off of his back.
Boys basketball, Caston 51, West Central 43, end of the third quarter in that contest. Northwood trailing Northridge 42-33 in girls basketball. That was the end of the third quarter last we had. Homestead 48, Marion 45 after third quarter in that game. Jocelyn Bricker tonight reaching 1,000 career points against Goshen. Congratulations to her on that achievement. That's the second Warsaw Tiger, and I think this week, who has reached 1,000 career points.
I think they had three right on the cusp of it.
Really nice job there. Kokomo 60, Makanaqua 68 in boys basketball. End of the third quarter in that game. Let's see. Did we have Westville getting a win? 53-28 over South Central in girls basketball. Valpo falls to South Bend, Washington in a varsity contest. That was in boys basketball. 71-66, the final score in that contest in favor of South Bend, Washington. We already hit those Winamac scores. We'll hit them one more time. Winamac on the boys' side of things getting a victory 60-27 over Oregon Davis. North Central 48, Ben Davis. That's a Circle City matchup in the Marion County champion, North Central. Wow, that was hard-earned victory over Ben Davis. Looks like North Central missing one of their players. Ben Davis, the team that made it to state last year. We'll talk about Ben Davis, I'm sure, moving forward in 4A, but we don't talk too much about Indianapolis teams, but some of those bigger matchups I always like to hint at and throw out.
Ben Davis, scores. Now Fisher's in the mix. Yeah. Center Rose in the mix. Everybody's in the mix of that.
Absolutely. Do we have more? I don't see anything. We had that Caston West Central score after the third quarter. But not seeing any new scores.
What was the Warsaw score?
I don't have the Warsaw score over Goshen. Let's see if I can pick that one up here real quick on the search. That would have been girls basketball. And we don't have a score yet. Zartman reached 1,000 career points a few days ago. That was the other one that I was talking to. And Owen Omondi's going to come join us.
Oh, great. That'll be great.
Why don't I
don't break your ankle, Owen.
Why don't I go ahead and hand the headset off to Owen here, and we'll let you two have a little conversation.
So, Owen, I remember seeing you in the weight room.
Yeah.
And I said to you, are you going to go out for basketball? And you said to me, I don't know yet.
Yeah.
So you're glad you did?
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
Good, good for you, because you really add a lot to the team.
Yeah, thank you.
You get quite a bit of playing time, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
So what did you think about the game tonight?
I thought we just, it was one we just had to grind out. I mean, scoring in the 20s is hard, but, like, I think we played well defensively, and our team just came together and fought our win.
It was a team win.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
So was it the most physical game you've ever played in?
There was some physicality, but I don't think it was the most physical. I think we gave it more than they gave us.
Okay. Okay. Well, you knew what it was going to take.
Yeah. Yeah, we were preparing all week. We had a long week, then played till Saturday, so we were ready.
You're a great football player, and it looks to me like you're on your way to being a great basketball player, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Your dad is the principal of the middle school?
Yeah, vice principal, yeah.
Vice principal of the middle school?
Yes.
What about the rest of your family? You have sisters or brother?
Yeah, my sister is in sixth grade, and my mom, she's a curriculum director.
Fabulous.
For this school.
Yeah. Fabulous. Well, I know your dad better than anyone else, and I know you, too, and that's always good.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you keep your nose to the grindstone, because I think that you've got a lot of talent, and that this team's going to make you better.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, Owen Amande. Yeah. Thank you. Well, Coach.
How about that?
It was just a challenge, was it?
Yeah, how about that kid, though? He's a stud.
Oh, he's a great kid.
He's a great dude.
He's just a great kid. And I did ask him that. He was in the weight room when we took that tour. I don't know. I said, you need to play. The team needs you.
It's one of those deals that, he's a winner. And anytime we can get guys that, are part of, like, our football program that, are still wanting to be a part of our basketball program, which we want every single one of them to do that, it's a bonus for us because they're coming from a good culture.
Yes.
I was telling him about, we were walking down here, and I'm telling him, I said, tonight, I know tonight's hard, though, you know, because of the flow of the game, not a lot of fouls. We didn't get, he got limited minutes. The minutes he got were fantastic. I said, for the next, you're going to play this for the next 2 years, you don't come off the floor. You know, I told William a lot when we were in the locker room tonight. After the game, I said, no, Will, you didn't play tonight. I get it. I go, we needed you still to be there. I hate when I don't get them their JV quarters at least.
Yes.
But I said, look at DeAndre and Blaine. I go, like, they trusted a process that maybe hadn't been something that's been accustomed to maybe other guys that have played here in the past, where I think you can be a junior on that JV that really comes in and has a senior year like these guys are coming. And William's going to slide into Ian's shots, his minutes. And he's going to be a guy next year, too. It is what it is. There are kids that are disappointed when they don't get a play. Like five or six guys played tonight. We don't go real deep. Now, those five or six that earned it aren't disappointed. And that's why you got to fight to get into that spot. And then there's going to be games when it does open up and you get more. But, moving on. He's a stud. I was telling him walking down here, I said, one of my best players is a former Division I football player. His name was Nathan Trawick. He's a line coach at Liberty now. And I had called Nate about Owen when I was worried if he was going to play, to call him and say, hey, look, I did it 4 years. Yeah. It worked out for me. So you can definitely do both.
And I didn't really get the vibe that it was out of the question.
No,
like he said to me right away, no, I'm not going. No, that wasn't it. He was just, when you come off of a successful football season or any type of sport, you kind of think, do I want to do this over again? It's hard work.
It's hard work. Yeah, it's hard work.
And a long season.
Yep, absolutely. But. Yeah, he's a good dude, and I appreciate you talking to my guys.
Yeah.
But great win tonight, huh?
Well, it was, oh, my gosh, was it a great win. Really, I told Baylor, I thought of the games we've done, it's probably the best game they ever played. Now, maybe it wasn't flashy. Maybe it wasn't everything you like to see with the high score. But, my gosh, they played their butts off.
If you know anything about basketball, and if you like basketball, that is a classic game right there. We flat guarded them. And we did not, 13 had 31 last night.
Yeah.
Had 8 tonight. He only got 2 slips to the basket, last night. He had 10 points off of that stuff. We guarded them really, really well. And they guarded us really, really well.
Oh, yeah.
And it was hard to score both ends. It wasn't bad basketball. Wasn't a bunch of turnovers.
And the thing of it is, it was maybe rough, but it was both sides.
Oh, it was good.
And our kids held up under all that.
We talked about that. We felt like if we were physical with them throughout the game, that we could have an advantage. And I thought we were physical. We weren't, we weren't cheap shots. We were smart with our physicality. We had a body on people. We really guarded their stuff. After the game in the locker room, the one thing that I just couldn't not point out, and our guys, they actually stood and clapped. And I said this, is B.J. Walls is an amazing assistant basketball coach. Like, he is really, really good. I'm good in my skin, and I let my assistant coaches coach. He does all out of bounds stuff. He does it. Now, obviously, you know, we go over stuff, but he does it. That's it. He does it in practice. This week, he did all the scout stuff for Culver. Every single thing. They are a set team. They run play after play after play after play. We were waiting on them. He did a great job, and I told our guys, you know, like, we just can't forget what Coach Walls did for you to give you an advantage. They literally stood and clapped, you know, and they know. I'm blessed to have some good help, but it was a great win.
Yeah, and of course everybody just did what they normally did. The guy that picked up the garbage, who was that? Blaine Sheets again.
Yeah.
DeAndre played a great game. I mean, you can't really, you shouldn't even talk about any of them individual, because this was really a team effort.
Yeah. You know, of all the times we've sat up here on the radio and talked, it might be my favorite comments you've ever made. Yeah. Tonight's not the night to talk about anybody individually.
It really is.
That was a flat team win, man. And it was. All of them just did their part.
Yeah.
And nobody got out of their lane. Nobody, you know, shot crazy shots. Nobody, you know, overpassed it. We took care of the ball. We handled their pressure. We spread the floor when we needed to. It was a championship type
atmosphere.
It was
a great game.
Yeah, that's a really good basketball
team. It is.
They're big. They're well coached. They shoot it. They're tough. We'll take it.
Yep. Well, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Davis. Is that a shoulder injury, or is it kind of tweaked, or what's going on with him?
Every day. He pops out, pops in. He's a tough kid.
Yeah.
He's a tough kid. But I really appreciate
the fact that he told you to get him out, because I know he probably felt like he was going to make an error because of it if he didn't.
It literally goes to his side. I don't know if you noticed. They got to pop it in and get it back. Most guys wouldn't come back and play. That happens in practice. He'll do it. It's something that probably needs to have more attention to after the season. I don't know. I know that they take care of getting him, you know, the right medical
equipment. Yes.
There's nothing he can do to hurt him more.
Right.
But he wants to play, and he battles that. But he's sure gotten better.
Oh my! And I like the fact that now he's finally beginning to shoot the ball.
Yeah, he plays with confidence. The bucket at the end of the first quarter was a great play. The amount of time he has the ball in his hands, you know, he did a nice job tonight. I thought, I don't have any idea how many Steven scored, but I thought Steven had
He was with it tonight.
He was actually showed up the whole
game. By golly, he got pushed around a lot, but it didn't cause him any problem.
No, he had a great game. He played really well.
Yeah, he did.
Well. Getting out on the floor, you know, he plays with it too much and dribbles. And I mean, you guys have to be up here panicking like I am. And tonight he had less of that and more drives to the basket. I thought one of the big key plays was when we spread it out. Brought him above the volleyball line, brought the big kid out. He drives it. Did he give it up for an assist on that one? I think he might have scored. He got to the rim and scored.
Yeah, he scored one assist that was fabulous.
They had to bring the big kid out.
Yeah.
And so when the big Lithuanian kid came out, you know, like, it opened up some different stuff for us. I just thought Steve-O really – what should have been a hard matchup for us with his size, we switched it, turned it on with Steven's ability to play on the floor.
When he was walking by me, I yelled at him and said, "Hey, you got a 6'11 kid tonight." He said, "It's okay." "We're okay, Steven. If you say so, it's okay with me, too."
Yeah.
But, you know, he kind of laughed about it, looked at me, and kind of, "It's okay."
Yeah.
He'll handle it. And he did.
Yeah. I was really proud of him. Just, you talk about toughness. And when toughness, again, is not pushing somebody or hitting somebody. Toughness is DeAndre Hamilton missing two free throws and coming back and hitting the last two.
Oh, my gosh.
Toughness is that every possession in that game mattered.
It was big.
And we had to be mentally tough and physically tough to be able to handle, to be able to continue to play in an attacking mode, not get back on our heels and not fall asleep. You know, we guarded the first possession of the game was 1 minute long.
Yeah.
We guarded and got the rebound. You know, toughness is finishing plays. That was good stuff. The other thing that I really thought was big tonight has been coming is anybody's coached or leads, anybody does anything in a leadership position knows when you become less of the focal point and your people, your team become the ones that are driving it. When it's peer driven, then that's when you have the most power, you get the most success. Like, we're starting to get that tonight. We call a lot of set plays. Like, you know, you hear us call stuff. We orchestrate where they go to get shots. And we generally score off of that stuff pretty decent.
tonight we scored not one time off of a set play. It was all off of just flowing offense where they played together as a team. It was out of my hands, more into their hands. That's championship type basketball from a really good team. I'm proud of our guys.
I am too. Bailey?
Said it all.
Nothing to say?
You can hold a team that scored 70 points last night.
Exactly.
27, you're going to give yourself a chance to win most nights.
And another stat you said, how many field goals did they have? They had two-point field goals, the rest were all threes.
And those two were in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And they were off of us where we jumped the three and they slipped it, you know, dove to the basket.
Yes.
And we were really good tonight.
I know.
I mean, you're right on. But, I mean, you should have watched them last night. They looked like the Lakers last night.
Yeah.
And they had 71. 13 had 31 last night. And, you know, we held them to 27.
Yeah.
Our guys did a really good job.
Yeah.
And it's hard to play. It's hard to do that. I think we're the 24th or 25th. Our defensive average is 24th or 25th in the state as far as what we're holding teams to. Tonight helped. They take a lot of pride in that. And the thing about us offensively, like, we're going to keep getting confidence and we're going to score more points. You know, we're getting a lot of good looks. A lot of guys starting to come out of their shells on that. And we're going to be a team to reckon with as the season continues.
Hey, Joe, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for covering.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. In fact, the last few games have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we're going to Indy next
yes.
Saturday. That was an opportunity. If they want people to be like, what are you playing in Indianapolis, Aaron? One is it's important to play in Indianapolis if you can for your program, for your players, you know, whether it's this team or future. It's how your name gets out, exposure happens. Even if you're playing, you know, against a team that is having a challenging year, that was the only one we could get to play. And so we also wanted to make a day out of it for our program because this weekend was open and it was only one. But we're gonna take all of our junior high players are going with us.
Great.
We're taking buses. We're gonna go down. We're gonna go. We play at 11 JV, 12:30 varsity. Again, we're taking our junior high kids with us, and then we're going to eat, and then we're going to the Butler game.
That's, that'll be fun.
Yeah, so we're going to go to Butler, for them to see Hinkle Fieldhouse and do that, and then make it a day. So it's a Valley Day of Basketball is what we called it for our program. So there's more to it than just going to Indy, and we're excited about everybody going.
Good deal.
Yeah, cool.
Good deal. We'll be seeing you.
Thanks.
Yeah,
you guys are the best.
You bet. All right. Thank you. Joe Luce talking about the game, which was probably one of the more interesting games we might do all year, Balin.
Yeah, I think like I said, this was big boy basketball. There's levels to basketball. When you go into a gym and you've seen a lot of basketball like you have, you can pick up in the first 8 minutes of a game, first quarter, is this, you know, are these teams going to be teams we're talking about towards the end of March or being able to watch?
Kind of like the movie when the women were playing softball. And the coach says, there's no crying in softball. There's no crying. Yeah. It's kind of like that. When you look out, they're not crying. Yeah. But one little demeanor of slumped shoulder or a mouth turned down does not make you win these games.
Nope. You have to come focused and ready to play a full four quarters. And if you don't,
betcha. You're
going to get beat. And you're going to get beat badly. You're not just going to get beat. You're going to get embarrassed.
And I don't think that this group wants that ever to happen.
Nope.
No matter who they play.
Nope, not tonight.
Well, you can kind of tie it up for us if you'd like.
32-27. A final, one of the better games, I mean, really one of the better weekends we've had as far as attendance goes and a high level of play between last night at Triton, tonight at Tippecanoe and New Valley. But the Vikings get a huge one, 32-27. They get win number 9 on the season. Another week off for the guys until they play again at Indianapolis Heron on Saturday. Won't be there for that one, but nice to probably get a week off after all the bumps and bruises these guys face tonight.
I don't think that'll be a bad idea. Yeah.
Ian Cooksey, the leading scorer for Valley, 11 points. We are not back in action until Tuesday night when we have Triton and Culver again. Doubleheader action. So we'll enjoy our night off.
For the Bi-County.
Yep, we'll enjoy our night off tomorrow night. And then Monday night, obviously, here on 107.3 WRSW, we'll have the national championship game featuring Notre Dame and Ohio State. So if maybe you're out and about or you got to work, opportunity for you to listen to it on our airwaves. But until then, we wish you a happy and great Sunday. Enjoy whatever's left of your Saturday evening. For the legendary Rita Price, I'm Balen Heights, and so long, and good night from Tippecanoe Valley High School.
You've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race. Well, the same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Hi, I'm Jenny Nelson, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing. And though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it is a way to make market volatility work for you. To learn more, call me at 574-267-6195. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Bad wreck, oh what you gonna do? Oh what you gonna do, call the boys in blue. Car stalls won't start, oh what you gonna do? Oh what you gonna do, call the boys in blue. I reckon any state and need the best rates. Take the next step, call Riker Gillette. Go with the guys who got the best tools. If you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you. Bad wreck, oh what you gonna do? Call Riker Gillette, they'll come and get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Riker Gillette.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete work, and new core steel buildings. Basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties are one of the specialties of R.S. Miller Construction. If you're interested in a pre-engineered metal building, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new core building finished the way you want. For many years, people have come to expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
Timbercrest Senior Living Community. Manor apartment living at its best. Convenience, security, and independence. Timbercrest Manor apartment residents enjoy the perfect balance, the privacy and freedom of having their own home surrounded by a caring community, amenities, and support services as needed. With utilities, maintenance, standard TV, and high-speed internet included. Fitness and recreational programming, restaurant-style dining, social services consulting, and spiritual support. Plus staff availability 24/7. Call today to explore floor plans and options or visit timbercrest.org.
This has been a presentation of 107.3 WRSW Sports. To follow all high school sports teams all season long, log on to 107.3 WRSW.com.